10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I got what you need if you need a little peace. All that stressing out gon' hurt your skin routine. Band is on the run, shout out Paul McCartney. Jesus gon' take the wheel, I'm in the passenger seat. Got my feet hanging out though. Learn from the best, if you can't say it with your chest, then don't say it with your mouth, bro. Name become a household. I remember when they used to say you gon' need more than faith. Well, look how we turned out though.
I got what you need, I promise. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
What's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no dirty. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I can't wait for you to get here. I can't wait for you to get here. For picture frames, padlock with all our names, just like we planned it, just like we planned it. Coach on an aeroplane, back in my arms again, just like we planned it. Going and you landed. I can't wait for you to get here.
7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in the walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got the sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Good.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh no no, we don't lose. Oh no no, we get loose. Oh no no, how about you?
Hey, how about you? How about round the afternoon you come on through? That'll take a man right out his blues. But she got worse, so that'll ride around too. That'll put me in the mood, cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few. And we gon' make the most of the time that we do. God, she gon' fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dude. I'm a dude, always on the up and up. She gon' tell her friends that the gold has been hitting the rough. Had to stick away for a sec while the chunk of bump. I'm in that fun, yeah, so I stay lit. I don't need a cheat to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. Cause I found out with the grind, out to the piff like nah. No smoke, I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope, but she can keep me cool, calm. That's dope.
Say,
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are talking and my back's against the wall, I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable.
Come on.
I'm still right here. I'm unstoppable.
For all the times I gave up midway,
all of them.
For listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember?
I just know I came too far to quit now.
Quit now.
Plus I'm still hungry, need 10 plates, so relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track.
Okay.
His story lines up with his glory, all facts.
All
and
facts.
I'm just annoying, so thankful for that.
Thank
when
you.
I realized where he took me from, I cry, cause I remember how I felt when I ain't have none.
Hey,
finally
none.
See a little bit of success, but lose my grandma. It's all a lesson.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on.
Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
Oh, no.
You got something to hide. We go.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Game two of this six-game series from North Little Rock in Arkansas. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network, everybody. The Frisco Rough Riders try to win the first two games of this series against the Travelers. The Arkansas Travelers still tied for the top record in the entire Texas League. Alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. So I'm glad that you're joining us here from North Little Rock as the Rough Riders have improved to 18-21 on the season. They have won five out of their last seven games. And a bit of a pitcher's duel yesterday. I say a bit of a pitcher's duel. Normally a 2-1 win would classify as such. It wasn't always pretty for either side. Jack Leiter had just one earned run in four innings and only one hit allowed, but he did walk seven batters during the ballgame, but allowed just the one run, and the bullpen did not allow a score. And Frisco pulled out a 2-1 victory last night. Looking for another pitcher's duel, Ryan Garcia hopes to replicate what he did last time, although Garcia comes in with an ERA at 7.99 and a 1.3 record. His most recent start was his best of the year. Five innings, allowing just an earned run to the very first batter of the game, allowing a home run to Ryan Bliss with the Amarillo Sun Poodles, and did not allow a hit after the first inning. He went five, gaining his first win of the year and his first win as a Double-A baseball player. His counterpart for the Arkansas Travelers is Ethan Lindau. He's 1-1 this year with a 4.45 ERA. Just got traded to the Mariners organization earlier this month, so the first time that he has ever faced the Frisco Rough Riders. And today is his 100th career appearance in his professional baseball career. Ethan Lindau and Ryan Garcia, the starting pitchers today for the Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers. Speaking of pitchers, we chatted with a Frisco relief pitcher today for our pregame guest coming up in our next segment, a guy who threw a scoreless inning yesterday, Theo McDowell. He'll join us, the right-hander out of Essex Junction in Vermont, and has an interesting path getting to the Frisco Rough Riders. He was drafted 5 years ago. We chatted some about his background in hockey, as well as what pitches he's throwing now and what worked for him yesterday. In this month of May, he's only allowed one earned run in this month of May so far. So Theo McDowell will join us next here on the pregame show as we gear up for a 6:35 start. It is the 40th game of the year for the Frisco Rough Riders and looking for their 19th win on this season. Theo McDowell joins us next on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
All right, well, it's game two here between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers, gearing up for first pitch at 6:35 today. Josh Warden alongside Frisco relief pitcher Theo McDowell, who pitched yesterday, part of a really good performance for the pitchers, allowing just one run
to the Travelers. Theo, well done in the opener yesterday. It's been a good month of May for you. Let's just talk about yesterday in particular. Threw one inning, didn't allow any hits. What was working well for you on the mound in yesterday's ballgame?
Working well for me on the mound was probably, obviously my curveball. It's definitely my pitch that I try to play most on my other ones off of. Yeah. I use it most of the time, but I got other stuff in the back pocket too, so that helps me out.
Yeah. You've only allowed one earned run in May. Has it been the curveball primarily? Would you answer that question the same way if I just asked, how about May? What's working well for you? Or has it been a variety of things?
No, yeah, that's definitely what's been working good for me. I've just been really confident with it, feeling like, I could throw it at any count. It helps me out a lot, and it's been doing well for me.
Good. How did you develop that curveball, and what do you think makes that pitch special in particular?
I developed it trying to throw a slider. I just try to throw as much as I can at the plate, try to extend as much as I can, and it's just been moving the way, it seems like it's hard, so it's like slider, velo, but curveball movement, basically. Yeah. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
Theo McDowell joining us on the show. So when you say curveball movement, do you feel like it has a conventional 12-6 shape where it's dropping straight down? Does it have some sweep to it? How would you describe how it moves typically?
Yeah, no, it's not 12-6. It's more of like a sweeper, more of like a hard, firm cut to it, just like drop to it. It's just my pitch that I like to miss barrels with, and I feel like it's done. It's done its job.
Good. You got the fastball and the curveball. You say you got other things in your back pocket. You don't have to reveal what those are right now if you don't want to, but if you want to allude to it or just talk about the fastball, whatever else you've got going, what makes you feel confident right now?
I'll keep the cards close to the chest.
That's fair.
My four seam's been working well up in the zone. I throw it to, not to get them off of it, but just to try to tunnel that coming up high and then dropping one down low. My two-seam, I've been working on a little bit of a two-seam. I actually was drafted throwing a two-seam, so I've always had that. And, I'm having fun, so.
Good.
It's been working well. Yeah.
All right, there's the first part of our conversation with Theo McDowell, one of the relief pitchers for the Rough Riders. Coming up after this, starting lineups and then first pitch around the corner on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, game two of a six-game series set to get underway just a few minutes from now between the Rough Riders and the Travelers of Arkansas. Frisco winning the first game in the series. Here is the starting lineup, beginning with the Arkansas Travelers as they try to win their first game here this week at home. Mike Freeman, the skipper for the Travs, begins with a center fielder in Jonathan Classe. He leads off, followed by Leo Rivas, the shortstop. Hitting third and playing right field, Spencer Packard leading the team with a .299 batting average. The cleanup hitter and first baseman is Robbie Tenorowicz, the reigning Texas League Player of the Week. Batting in the five hole and the left fielder for Arkansas is Robert Perez Jr. hitting sixth, and the designated hitter tonight, Isaiah Gilliam, batting seventh and playing the hot corner, Logan Warmoth, batting in the eight hole, and the catcher, Matt Scheffler, and batting ninth, the second baseman, Riley Unroe. Again, it's Ethan Lindau, the pitcher for Arkansas, Ryan Garcia on the hill for the Rough Riders. Here is Carlos Cardoza's lineup. It begins with Evan Carter. He leads off and plays center field today, the number one prospect in the Rangers organization. Batting second and the designated hitter tonight, Luis Angel Acuna, with a team-leading 309 batting average. Hitting third is Aaron Zavala. He will play left field tonight. The other corner outfielder is Kellen Strom. He bats in the cleanup spot. Hitting fifth, the first baseman, Dustin Harris. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Thomas Sejasi. Batting in the seven hole and catching tonight is Liam Hicks. He will be the battery mate of Ryan Garcia. And batting eighth, the third baseman, Nick Tanaloo. And hitting ninth is the shortstop, Chris Cease. First pitch coming up when we return to Dickey Stevens Park here in North Little Rock, Arkansas. After this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out, and the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre Night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. With the meet and greet during the game, a Cresos de Frisco wrestling mask giveaway, and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre Night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos Cresos!
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Strom to third. He's steaming around. The relay, not in time.
Up to the wall, and that ball is out of here. Chris Cease homers again.
Nick Tanaloo with his second homer of the inning.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hoffman.
The Frisco Rough Riders are set to go for Game 2 of this six-game series against the Arkansas Travelers in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Dickey Stevens Park. We are all set for Game 2. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along. Evan Carter into the box, and the first pitch of the game is on the outside corner for a strike. We are underway at 6:36 today for Game 2 between the Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers after Frisco won Game 1 last night 2-1. Ethan Lindau is offering home, and it's just off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Evan Carter hitting .301 this season, four homers and 24 runs batted in. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 1-2 on Carter. With .301 batting, averages eighth in the Texas League. Went 1-for-4 in the opener. Lindau, the left-hander, back into his windup. And he kicks and offers home the 1-2. Swinging a little looping line drive on one hop to third. Warmoth has it, flicks it on to first, just in time to get Carter. And there's one away. Luis Angel Acuna makes his way to the plate. No score, top of the first inning just underway. 82 degrees is our first pitch temperature. Sunshine up above. Mile an hour winds blowing in from left field. Just a gorgeous day for baseball. Lindau back into his wind, and he offers in. Right on the outside edge, but just a hair out, and it's one ball and no strikes. Acuna DHing today. He went 1-for-3 with a walk yesterday. The pitch just low of the zone, and it's two balls and no strikes. Playing his 39th game out of the Rough Riders 40 so far this season. He has been an everyday almost kind of guy. Very dependable on the offensive and defensive side. The 2-0 is cut on and missed on a good changeup away, and it's 2-1. This top three in the order has been shuffled around a little bit. Aaron Zavala was hitting leadoff. Carter third. They flip-flop in game number two. The 2-1. Breaking ball outside. Three balls and one strike. And they try to attack Ethan Lindau. The left-hander traded earlier this season to the Seattle Mariners organization from the Philadelphia Phillies org for cash considerations. 3-1. Swinging a high fly ball down the right field line. Packard on the run into the corner. Reaches out in foul territory, and he makes the catch on the sidewall. Two outs. Pretty play from Spencer Packard. Reaching out over the wall. The wall hit him about armpit high. He's able to hang on to the baseball. Two outs, and Aaron Zavala steps in. Left-handed batter against left-handed pitcher. 0-for-4 yesterday with a walk. First pitch. Comes across just high and outside. One ball, no strikes. 24-year-old Lindau out of Locust Grove, Georgia. Former fifth-round selection by the Phillies in 2017. The 1-0. High and tight. Bends him back, and it's 2-0. Lindau was pitching at the AA level with Reading. Five appearances, three starts, 1-0 with a 5 ERA. 2-0 pitch. Ground ball chopped foul right side, and it's 2-1. And since the trade on May 8th, he's making his third start with the Travelers. He's allowed just four earned over 10 and a third, striking out 10 and walking four, and he's your classic crafty lefty on the mound. He rocks back into his wind in the 2-1. On the outside edge for a strike. 2-2. Coming off a start against Wichita on the road. Four runs over 5 2/3 innings. Struck out 7, though. 2-2. Strike 3 called. Got him at the bottom of the zone. Aaron Zavala down looking, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Ethan Lindau for Arkansas. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Home half of the first inning coming up. Our score, it's the Rough Riders nothing, and the Travelers up to bat next on the Riders Baseball Network.
July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Riders / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly. Like in this commercial, Because waiting for 3 crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ryan Garcia takes the mound for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the first inning. No score, Frisco and Arkansas. Garcia deals with Jonathan Classe in from the left side in the right-hander's first pitch. And just a bit low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. The 25-year-old, 6 foot, 180 pounds out of UCLA, making his eighth start of the year. 1-0 toss. Just outside with the fastball again, and it's two balls and no strikes on Class A. 0-3 in yesterday's game. Garcia peers over the top of his glove. He winds back and deals. Swinging a high pop-up into shallow center field. Carter ranging in. Sejacy going back to second baseman, and he lost it, and Carter reaches out. Nobody makes the catch. Oh, brother. It looked like Sejacy had it measured, the second baseman, and then he put his arms up. Carter and Strom were coming in from center and right, respectively, and both of them thought Sejacy were going to grab it. Carter reached out to his left at the last second, and it was out of his reach, dropped down for a double for Classe, and that's the last guy you want to put on the base paths. Extremely speedy, 12 steals this year. He was caught stealing yesterday. At 12 steals is just here at Double-A. Leo Rivas now, he squares to bunt. First pitch put down, foul left side of the bunt, and it's 0-1. 29 combined steals between high A and double A this season for Classe. Leo Rivas didn't play yesterday. Left-handed batter hitting 248 on the season. No score, bottom of the first inning, but already a double here in the first off Garcia, the pitch. Bunt shown again, pulled back, taken down low and inside. It's 1-1. The numbers are not pretty for Ryan Garcia. 21 runs allowed over 23 and two-thirds innings. 7.99 ERA, a 1-3 record. But there is a positive to look at. Here's the stretch of the pitch. A bunt shown again. He pulls back and takes inside. Two balls and one strike. His last start against Amarillo was very strong, allowing just one run over five innings. Struck out four and walked one. A one run allowed was on a solo home run. Garcia, ready from the stretch, and he offers in. A bunt shown again, pulled back. He takes one on the outside corner for his strike. 2-2. Garcia in that game, and the first batter allowed the leadoff homer to Ryan Bliss. Then allowed a single and a walk in the first inning, and then completely locked it down. Retired the last 13 that he saw. 2-2. Fouled straight back, and it's still two balls, two strikes. Liam Hicks was shaken up a little bit. Looked like he caught the backswing from Leo Rivas, the batter. He goes out and chats with Garcia. Runner at second, no score, bottom of the first inning. Liam Hicks does the catching for Ryan Garcia today. Nick Tanelu at third, Chris Cease at shortstop. Thomas Sejacy at second, and Dustin Harris at first. In the outfield, it's Aaron Zavala in left, Evan Carter in center, and Kellen Strom is the right fielder today for the Rough Riders. Garcia back on the mound. He's ready from the stretch. Looking back towards second, the 2-2. Curveball, strike three called. Got him on the outside corner. Ryan Garcia with his first strikeout. One out for Spencer Packard.
Now batting is right fielder, number 12, Spencer Packard.
Ryan Garcia's curveball has been a weapon this year, usually throwing it for strikes. Fastball is a pitch that will be, for the most part, in the low 90s. It'll top out around 92, 93. Kick and a look back towards second. They had Clase, but no one was at the bag to receive the throw. Chris Cease, the shortstop, was playing a little bit further behind. He scampers back in. One out, runner at second. No score in the first. Packard went 0 for 2 yesterday, but reached three times. The pitch sizzles high and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Walked twice and was hit by a pitch. The 2-1 win for the Rough Riders yesterday, just 7 combined hits between the two teams. The Rough Riders walked 9 batters. The 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball on the inside corner for a strike. That was the curve, and it's 1-1. So Frisco is definitely going to try to buckle things down on the pitching side of things and allow as many free passes. They've done a wonderful job at limiting hits over the last 7 games. The 1-1 just slips outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Rough Riders are 5-2 over their last 7 games with a 1.76 ERA, holding opponents to around a 1.30 batting average. Their pitching has been incredible during this stretch. Garcia readies the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him, upper edge. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Packard. In the 17 games prior, Rough Riders went on a really tough stretch at just 5-12 in 17 games with an ERA just shy of 8. 2-2, runner takes off. It's fouled away left side. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. So it's been a completely different pitching staff for the Rough Riders. Winning some close games now as well. It's 2 one-run wins in their last 3 games. And all of the last 4 games have been decided by 2 runs or less. 2-2. Curveball inside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Garcia has 1 start against Arkansas, allowing just 1 run over 4 innings on 2 hits. It's back on April 22nd when Arkansas visited Riders Field. He stretches, looks back towards second, delivers home. Strike 3 called. Got him on the outside corner. Ryan Garcia picks up back-to-back looking strikeouts. One with a curveball, one with a heater. 2 outs in the first inning, and here's Robbie Tenorowicz. Casey James is our home plate umpire today. Ray Patchen down the third baseline, the crew chief. Clay Williams is our first base umpire. 3-man Texas League umpiring crew. Garcia offers to Tenorowicz, a swing and a ground ball, third base side. Tanalu picks, sets his feet, crow hops, fires, and got him. And it's a very nice inning for Ryan Garcia after the bloop double in the first. No runs on a hit, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. We go to the top of the second inning from North Little Rock, Arkansas. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years, from rolling on their tummy to crawling to running and jumping, or from discovering numbers and letters to solving math problems and writing stories, from learning to care for themselves to caring for others, sharing their ideas and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnellis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
The Rough Riders are down at number 4, Kevin
Top of the second inning, Rough Riders and Travelers, no score. Happy to have you along on this Wednesday evening alongside Josh Warden. I'm Zach Bigley. Kellen Strom leads things off against Ethan Lindau. He winds back and deals home. Left-hander misses down low and inside to the right-handed batter, and it's one ball and no strikes. Strom hitting just .232 on the season, but hitting over .300 in the month of May. Got off to a really tough start. The 1-0. Outside. Two balls and no strikes. Talking with Kellen before the game, he's trying not to get frustrated. That's really the biggest thing for him, as he doesn't still feel 100%. He's hitting as well as he could. The 2-0. Swinging a soft roller, third base side, kicks off the grass and rolls foul. It's two balls and one strike. That's really the biggest thing for Kellen. He got off to a really slow start last year and then kicked it into gear around mid-May. And this season, it's kind of playing out like deja vu. Last season, just hitting .136 through May 14th in his first 22 games, then hit .305 his last 82 games. This season, through his first 13 games, he was hitting .125. And since has been batting .299. Lindau peers in over the top of his black glove. Winds back in the 2-1. Breaking ball just high of the zone. Three balls and one strike. Lindau worked a 1-2-3 first inning with a strikeout. And the left-hander back into his wind, the 3-1 pitch. Fouled away right side. Three balls, two strikes on Strom, playing out in right field defensively today for the Rough Riders. It can always be difficult from a pitcher's perspective or from a hitter's perspective as well when you join a new organization mid-season, and that's what Lindau is dealing with. Traded over from the Phillies to the Mariners on May 8th, just a few weeks ago. The pitch rocketed into right center field. Spencer Packard going back. He has a beat on it, though, and he reaches up backhand and makes the catch with his left. One away, and Dustin Harris makes his way to the plate. Nothing-nothing our score.
Now batting is first baseman number two, Dustin Harris.
Harris in from the left side against the southpaw. This is the third start for Lindau in his new uniform. He peels back and offers. Breaking ball settles high and in. Harris just bending back a little bit. It's one ball and no strikes. Lindau was originally drafted out of high school in the fifth round. The pitch. Another breaking ball. This one high and in. It's 2-0. He's been as high as the number 24 prospect in the Phillies organization back in 2020. He has since slipped out of the top 30. The 2-0. Low and away. It's three balls and no strikes. He was the pitcher of the year in the organization in 2019. Had a great season. It's been about replicating that, though. 26 games, 16 starts, a 2.52 ERA that year. 3-0. Fits it across the inside corner for a strike, and it's 3-1. Biggest thing for Lindau before he was drafted was his signability. Was he going to go to UAB, Alabama, Birmingham? Or is he going to go where he was drafted? Looks over the top of his glove again. Peels back in the 3-1. Harris swings and misses a mighty hack, 3-2. One out, base is clear. Nothing-nothing our score in the second. For Lindau, it was about that final offseason. I guess the summer before he was drafted. 3-2. Bounces in the dirt away for ball four. Dustin Harris makes his way aboard. Thomas Ajayi comes to the plate. First base runner for the Rough Riders. Lindau played summer baseball with somebody who really changed his life. One day he was walking onto the field and he saw a guy sitting in the dugout. And he asked his teammate, "Who's that sitting in the dugout?" Well, his teammate was Peyton Glavin. It was Tom Glavin's son. Here's the stretch and the pitch. So JC watches on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. And Peyton said, "That's my dad. That's Tom Glavin." And he went up and introduced himself, and he began to work with the Hall of Famer, Tom Glavin, over the course of the summer and really helped him as a left-hander increase his velocity. The 0-1. Upper edge outside corner as strike, it's 0-2. It was getting up to around 92 miles an hour by summer's end. That's almost as hard, if not a little bit harder, than he throws now even. 24 years old. So JC calls time. Nothing our score. Top of the second, runner at first, one out. 0-2 on Sajacy. He just never was able to advance quickly through the Phillies organization, pitching in Double-A each of the last three seasons. Throws over to first to check on Harris, who swiped 15 bags this year. Double-A, his ERA has hovered right around 4.5, not a little bit higher. He readies from the stretch, peering over again, the 0-2. Low of the zone. 1-2. Consistency hasn't quite been there. And he has a fun connection, actually, to the Rangers organization. 2017, when he was drafted by the Phillies, the director of player development, Josh Bonifay, who's now in charge of player development with the Texas Rangers organization. He stretches, and the 1-2. Whipped foul right side. Still 1-2 to Sajacy, who's hitting .299 in the year for the Rough Riders. Frisco found the scoreboard yesterday in just one inning on the offensive side. That was in the fourth with a two-run single from Trevor Hover. That's all they needed, though, in their 2-1 win. The pitch, Harris takes off, swing and a miss, throw to second is not in time. Harris slides in there safely, his 16th steal of the year. So JC down on strikes with a second K for Ethan Lindau. Two outs for Liam Hicks. Dustin Harris continues to swipe bases at a furious pace. It's his 16th of the year, and coming into this game, if he played 110 games, he was on pace for 44 steals. That would be a career high for him. Lefty-lefty, first pitch. Breaking ball, top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Hicks playing in his eighth game with the Rough Riders, his first in this series. Six for his first 23 with a couple homers, including a grand slam. Last time he saw the field, that was on Saturday for the Rough Riders. 0-1. Low and away. Misses in the dirt. 1-1. He said that was probably the biggest crowd he's ever played in front of on Saturday. Over 7,000 people at Riders Field. And it was one of the games of the year. Rough Riders being down 6-0. His grand slam made it a one-run game in the sixth. 1-1 pitch. This is low and away, and it's 2-1. Then he hit a game-tying single the following inning in the seventh, and Evan Carter walked it off in the tenth. A three-hit day for him that day. First grand slam in pro ball. Open stance left side. Harris in scoring position for him with two outs in the second. No score. Lindau from the stretch. The 2-1. Inside corner. Strike two. 2-2. Hicks with the bright blue tape on a tan bat. Motions his shoulders out towards the mound and then calls time. He has a very wide open stance from the left side. And when the pitcher is looking in for his signs, he squares his chest entirely almost towards the mound, squats down, pinwheels the bat once, twice to the hill, choking up with 2. Lindau, the 2-2. Smacked foul over the top of the Riders, dug out into the netting left side. Still 2-2, and the Rough Riders catcher in the second.
I don't know if it's a catcher's thing, but he may have taken notes from Juan Centeno, the catcher with the Amarillo Sod Poodles, yeah. Where if Hicks has an open stance, Centeno is open and then some. I mean, his right foot is almost out of the batter's box.
Yeah, Hicks is cracked open. Centeno is wide open.
Yes, good way to put it.
The 2-2. Low off the outside corner. We're full at 3-2.
it's just a catcher thing, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about it. Just the spend so much time down in the crouch. Feels good to just kind of open up the stance a little bit. I don't know.
They're limber guys.
But yeah.
Yeah. Showing off the athleticism a little bit. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Blew a fastball by him for strike three. Three strikeouts through two scoreless innings for Ethan Lindau. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base in the second inning for the Rough Riders. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Our score, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the second inning, Rough Riders and Travs, no score. Here in beautiful Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas, right on the bank of the Arkansas River. Robert Perez Jr., right-handed batter against Ryan Garcia. First pitch, breaking ball, cut on and missed. Off the outside corner, and it's 0-1. We are just across the river from downtown Little Rock, and if you look beyond right field, you can see the skyscrapers. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Another breaking ball off the outside corner, 0-2. Really is a nice setting for baseball. Arkansas, a year ago, was known for their pitching staff. This season, they've been known for their offense. Been a little bit different this year. Pitching staff has still been good, especially on the starting side. The 0-2 misses away. Another off-speed toss, and it's 1-2. But their offense has been very, very good. Especially on their winning streak a couple weeks ago of 7 games. The 1-2. High and outside, 2-2. Hasn't necessarily been with the long ball this year either. This can be a really difficult park to hit in. Garcia winds back in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with a slider for strike three. It's his third strikeout, and there's one away in the second. Isaiah Gilliam steps in. But Arkansas has really taken advantage of hitting away from this ballpark. Their 21 road home runs are second most in the Texas League. Well, this ballpark has really kept them inside the yard. The pitch high and away to Gilliam, the left-handed batter, and it's 1-0. At home, they only have 12 home runs in 19 games. That's the second fewest in the Texas League. The 1-0 pitch, fouled straight back. 1-1. Don't expect to see a lot of home runs hit here. It is a very pitcher-friendly ballpark. We saw that last night with our 7 combined hits and 3 combined runs. We'll expect to see that throughout this series. Garcia peels in the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good changeup low, and it's 1-2.
I wonder if there's some causation there, or at least correlation. The teams that play in pitcher-friendly ballparks naturally hit fewer home runs at home, of course, but then would hit more home runs on the road than the average team would hit on the road simply because of their home ballpark.
The 1-2 misses low, and it's two balls and two strikes. I think if you have a good offensive team, they're going to hit fewer home runs at home just because of the ballpark, but they'll hit more because that's the team they are on the road.
And naturally, every other team, one of the road ballparks they play in is that pitcher-friendly ballpark, whereas they never play on the road at their home ballpark, so that, you know, it takes away.
2-2, cut on and missed. Got him upstairs for strike three. Ryan Garcia with the strikeout. Four Ks for Garcia, and there are two outs. Logan Warmuth steps to the plate. No score in the second.
Or you can just hit zero home runs when Ryan Garcia is striking you out. It doesn't matter which ballpark you're in.
That's the thing, is that Ryan Garcia has had some trouble with the long ball this year. Yep. Eight home runs allowed, the second most in the Texas League. The first pitch, low and away to Warmuth, and it's one ball and no strikes. And so it's great that he's pitching here in this ballpark, where a lot of fly balls will stay in the yard. He hasn't given up any fly balls so far in this game, outside of the bloop double by Klasse to lead off the game. The 1-0 pitch, high and outside, it's 2-0. The one bad thing about playing in a ballpark like this, if you're an offensive guy, it's going to hurt your numbers overall. Similarly, that it's going to help your offensive numbers if you play in Hodgetown, very hitter-friendly ballpark in Amarillo, or in Springfield, or in Tulsa, where the ball really sails. Garcia peels back into his wine in the 2-0. Ground ball foul into the Riders dugout. Third base sign. It's two balls and one strike with the bases clear and two outs in the second. No score. And you'll see it at the end of the season awards, where Amarillo will usually get a lot of awards for offense. Amarillo players. That's because they have monstrous numbers at home. The 2-1. Rip and a miss. Blew a fastball right by him. 2-2. That's just the nature of the beast. Dickey Stevens Park opened in 2007.
There's a bit of a give and take, too, with the dimensions. It's 400 to dead center, slightly more shallow than Riders Field, but the wall is higher and the wind doesn't play well.
2-2. Swinging a foul back into Hicks's glove for strike three. He hangs on. Ryan Garcia strikes out the side in the second. He has five punch-outs through two innings of work. The former UCLA Bruin putting on a show through two innings. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. No score. To the top of the third inning, Josh Warden on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Hi, this is Ever Bueno with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you are listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
No score yet between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers. It's Nick Tanelu to the plate to begin the third inning. To face Ethan Lindau, the southpaw, who has not allowed a hit yet to the Rough Riders. Nick Tanelu will try to change that. First pitch of the inning, a breaking ball hit foul past Carlos Cardoza in the third base coaching box. And an 0-1 count to Nick Tanelu, who reached once yesterday. 0-3, got hit by a pitch on one occasion. And a ball game rife with free passes yesterday, the series opener. Not a lot of hits to go around, but a lot of base runners thanks to walks and hit by pitches. The 0-1 pitch to Tanelu is high and in. One ball, one strike to the leadoff man. There's 14 walks, three hit by pitches in yesterday's game. Here's the 1-1 offering to Tanelu. He swings at a changeup and fouls it to the Arkansas dugout. It pinballs around and stays for a foul ball. A game that lasted 2 hours and 46 minutes, not terribly short or long, and felt longer than it really was just because of the walks and kind of lilted nature of the game. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Tanelu swings at a changeup, doesn't get it. And strike three, that's the third consecutive strikeout for Ethan Lindau, and he sent down four via the strikeout here tonight. Chris Cease is the next batter. Nobody on for the Rough Riders. No score, top of the third inning. Well, I was starting to say it last inning, but Dickie Stevens Park, the 400 to dead center and the longer power alleys, home of the Travelers, the first pitch to Chris Cease is down for ball one. A field with deeper fences could be described as pitcher friendly because there are fewer home runs, but also balls to the gap more likely to be extra base hits, even triples in some occasions. It's the 1-0 to Cease. A breaking ball swings and misses. They list left center field at 360 feet, which may be true, but it keeps on going out until it cuts off parallel with home plate. Here's the 1-1 offering to Chris Cease. A changeup, he rolls softly to third. Three bounces and booted by Warmoth, and he has no play. Chris Cease aboard on an error on Logan Warmoth on a fairly routine ground ball. And on the third bounce, short hopped in front of him, dropped it. And by the time he went back to pick it up, no chance to get Cease, who was running up the line. And the Rough Riders have their second base runner of the evening. Just a walk and an error, the only two guys who have touched first base for the Rough Riders tonight. One time through the order for Ethan Lindau. Left-hander now facing Evan Carter for the second time. First pitch, slider down and away. So the left center gap, maybe 360 in the true power alley, but in left center to in between left center and center field, it's even deeper, more than 400 feet. One ball, no strikes to Evan Carter. Here's the pitch. A fastball hit softly towards second. Unroe fields. Sidearms to short. Rivas the turn. Not in time. Carter just beat it out to avoid the twin killing. And the inning continues here in the third. A 4-6 fielder's choice. Nearly wiped out the error on a double play, but Carter has good wheels. So does Luis Angel Acuna. He steps in with two down, runner at first. Scoreless contest in the top of the third inning. But it's got to be over 400 feet to that left center wall where it gets as far as it does, because it's 400 to dead center, and it's flat at that part. It keeps on going sideways. Here's the first pitch to Acuna. A big wave and a fastball high and away, strike one. So a ball to that point in the ballpark, Acuna could be reading triple off it if he hits it to the right spot. He does have one triple on the season. Leads the team with a 309 average. The 0-1 offering, Acuna takes outside for ball one. Went 1-for-3 yesterday, a single, a walk. He did steal a base. 18 for 18 in that category this season. 0-for-1 today with a foul out to the right fielder. Two outs, one on. A throw over to first. Carter was not taking a large lead and just steps back in the bag. Acuna's been hitting well in general. Leads the team an average, like I said, 309 the mark. Been hitting righties and lefties well. As a 300 batting average against both right-handers and left-handers. It's a southpaw on the mound. Lindau set for the 1-1. The pitch swung on and missed. Got a changeup by him. Lindau doing a good job mixing fastball and changeup and slider somewhat evenly. And that changeup darting away from the right hand hitting Luis Angel Acuna. Not to mention the velo drop. 1-2 pitch from Lindau is taken or swung on and grounded to third baseman. Warmoth Fields throws to second and puts him away. And Warmoth makes up for his error. He puts away the final hitter. And just one base runner via the error. And that's all that the Rough Riders get in the third inning. No score yet to the bottom of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
No score yet between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers. In the bottom of the third inning, Ryan Garcia back in the hill to face Matt Scheffler. And then Riley Unroe followed by the top of the order here at Dickey Stevens Park. North Little Rock, Arkansas, first trip of the season up here for the Rough Riders. Cross-divisional matchup. Ryan Garcia ready to go against the team with the best record in the Northern Division. First pitch to Scheffler just off the plate. And ball one. Arkansas now tied for first in the North, 25-15. Frisco in third place in the Southern Division, 18-21. The 1-0 pitch to Scheffler, similar spot this time, gets the call, and evens the count at 1-1. Trying to start this series similar to last week against Amarillo, the Rough Riders won the first three games of the series and took 4 out of 6. 1-1 to Scheffler, swings at a slider, doesn't get it, and falls behind 1-2. Frisco winning yesterday to open the series. Arkansas only had hits in the second inning and then the eighth and the ninth. Just one hit in each inning. And so three hits in the ballgame. Only scored in the first inning and not after that. Garcia ready for the 1-2 pitch. Scheffler swings and pops it into right field. Strom running over. It is playable for Kellen. The right fielder stops after a few steps and makes the play. Soft fly out to right for Matt Scheffler. Brings up Riley Unroe with the bases empty and a tie score 0-0 in the home third inning.
There's the first fly ball that Garcia has allowed. And that's what we talked about is, you know, the yard he's going to hold it. Not saying that's going to be a home run in other ballparks, but that's been the big key. And really, Arkansas has had trouble making contact so far today with 5 strikeouts.
Struck out the side last inning. First pitch to Unroe is off the plate in a fastball. And 1-0. Struck out the side in order. A couple breaking balls and then also a fastball up. Swung on and missed. And has 5 punch-outs on the evening. The 1-0 offering, a breaking ball that's in for a strike. 1-1 the count to Unroe, who spent the 2018 season with the Los Angeles Angels. He'd already been in minor league baseball 5 years for that point. 1-1 pitch is swung on and popped foul behind home plate. 2018 with the Angels. 5 years later, after he had played 1 year with the Mariners organization, the Angels took him back with the Rule 5 draft. Promptly released him not long after that, and the Mariners re-signed him out of free agency back with the Mariners org. The 1-2, Unroe takes high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Got drafted in the second round by the Tampa Bay Rays a decade ago. This is his 415th minor league game, more than any player on the Travelers roster. The 2-2 pitch to Unroe swung on and popped up into shallow center field. Carter is sprinting in. slows down. Carter still looking up, and the center fielder makes the play. Two flyouts, neither of them really hit all too hard, especially this one. Just about halfway between where Carter started and Chris Sees, the shortstop. And plenty of elevation on it to give Evan Carter time to get underneath. Now top of the order for the Arkansas Travelers. 0-0 score, bottom of the third inning. Ryan Garcia allows just one hit through the first time through the Travelers' order. First pitch to Clase, breaking ball for a strike. Clase is the only Traveler to record a base hit today. And even that one was a bit of a gift, kind of lost it in the sky. Thomas Ajayi couldn't see it, and the outfielder's too far away. The 0-1, taken off the outside, 1-1 the count. Did get credit for a double. Clase running all the way on that pop fly to shallow right center and got an extra base hit. Garcia doing a good job limiting things ever since. The 1-1 pitch to Clase is low, ball two. Not unlike his last start, he gave up a home run to the very first batter he faced and did not allow a hit after the first inning. There's one run allowed in five innings, and today he allows an extra base hit to the very first guy he faces. The 2-1, taken on the outer half, evens the count at 2-2. And after that leadoff extra base knock, he has not allowed a hit the rest of the order. Base is empty in the third inning, no score. And even there didn't allow Clase to advance past second, so that's even better than a leadoff home run. The 2-2, Clase takes a breaking ball, fooled him, top of the zone, right over the plate, strike three looking. Ryan Garcia picks up another strikeout, up to six on the evening. And he has gone three scoreless innings facing the Travelers. We are on to the fourth inning from Dickie Stevens Park. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Through three innings from Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas, the Frisco Rough Riders with no runs on no hits, no errors. And the Arkansas Travelers with no runs on one hit and one error. It's Aaron Zavala to the plate. The first pitch from Ethan Lindau is taken for a strike. On the outer half, Zavala, who struck out looking in the first inning, started out his time in Frisco hot, leveled off to a 2.22 average. A 1-0 pitch, a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-2. Zavala did have a home run. First couple games, he went 4-for-8 with that dinger, but does not have a hit his last couple games. Just starting out his time in Frisco this season, coming off the IL. And his first road trip of the season. The 0-2 pitch, Zavala takes a slider low. And it's 1-2 the count. Zavala led off yesterday. And ended up going 0-for-4 with a walk. The 1-2 pitch, Zavala swings at a changeup. Just got a piece to foul it near the plate. Stays alive with a 1-2 count, leading off the fourth inning. He was the first player in the game yesterday to put the ball in play. He flew out to right field his very first at-bat, and then he never did put the ball In play again, three strikeouts and a walk. The 1-2 offering to Zavala swung on and fouled off. Struck out earlier today, so not a lot of fair balls yet this series from Zavala, and he's fouled off a couple pitches here in this AB. The sixth pitch of the at-bat upcoming from Ethan Lindau. The lanky southpaw comes home, and a breaking ball up and in. Two balls, two strikes to today's left fielder, Aaron Zavala. Hoping to get aboard for Kellen Strom, who awaits in the on-deck circle. Ethan Lindau triggers the 2-2. It's swung on and lined to right field. Packard running over. It falls in front of him. One bounces the right fielder for a base hit, and Aaron Zavala breaks up the three-inning no-hitter, leading off the fourth with a single. Wasn't until the 11th batter of the game, 12th batter of the game, when Ethan Lindau gave up a base hit. Zavala earns it. Now Kellen Strom to the plate with nobody out. In the top of the fourth inning. No score between the Rough Riders and Travelers. Lindau now working from the stretch. He deals. Strom showing bunt. He pulled back. It was outside for ball one. Lindau did have to pitch from the stretch in the second inning. He walked a man, but struck out the next two. And there was an error last inning, but no hits until Zavala's single. The 1-0 offering, Strom again showing bunt. He does make an attempt. It's a foul ball just behind home plate. Picked up by Matt Scheffler, the catcher. And it puts two strikes on Kellen Strom. Kellen, who went 0-2 yesterday, but got aboard four different times. Not that each one of them raises on base percentage. For example, there was an error that put him aboard, but he was on the base paths a lot. 1-1 offering. I should say one ball, one strike. The first pitch was outside for a ball, so the count is even. There is a throw over to Zavala, who gets back. Runner at first for the Rough Riders. No score. Top of the fourth inning. Kellen Strom at the plate with one ball and one strike. Third baseman Warmoth playing just behind the cut of the grass. The pitch, Strom swinging away. Ground ball left side. Rivas, the shortstop, fields, throws to second for one. Not in time on the double play. Riley Unroe turning back to first, but doesn't get Strom, and it's a 6-4 fielder's choice.
It's pretty wild. Sorry, Josh. It's pretty wild to this point in the game. We're at the top of the fourth inning. We're at a pretty similar score from yesterday. 1-0 yesterday. No score now. But it just feels like so much more of a pitcher's duel in this game. A lot fewer base runners. It's been a lot quicker pace. It's been a much better pitched game.
The first offering to Dustin Harris is swung on and rammed to right, looking foul. It has home run distance on it, but it does curl to the right side of the foul pole. But that thing missiled off the bat of Dustin Harris and into the concourse beyond right field. But Harris got a lot of that one. Runner at first for Dustin and the Rough Riders with one out. No score yet. The 0-1 offering to Harris, a breaking ball, catches the outer edge for a strike. Like you were saying, Zach, yesterday 17 free passes, 14 walks, 3 hit by pitches combined between the two pitching staffs. Today, just one walk from Lindau, none from Garcia, and no hit batters. The 0-2 pitch to the left-hand hitting Harris is taken a slider low. 1-2 the count to Dustin Harris, who walked in the second inning. He's second in the Texas League, trailing only Leo Rivas, the shortstop position near the bag, defensively for the Travelers. So Harris drawing his 29th walk in the second inning and ended up stealing second base in that frame, but was stranded there. He's trying to advance Kellen Strom into scoring position, but he's behind 1-2. He goes. The slider is inside. Strom slides feet first, and he's pegged down at second. Thrown out by Matt Scheffler, who guns him down. And a caught stealing, Kellen Strom is retired. And there's two outs. He was 5-for-6 on stolen bases to that point. But the throw, a good one from Matt Scheffler. And Strom tried to kind of shuffle his feet, sliding feet first, to move out of the way of Rivas' tag, but couldn't avoid it. Two down, the base is empty. The 1-2 pitch is inside and high in the fastball. Two balls and two strikes to Dustin Harris. Three balls and two strikes to Dustin Harris. Infield shifted a bit to the right, to the left-hand hitter. Leo Rivas playing more up the middle. Outfield not playing too deep. The payoff pitch, Harris takes it low and away, and it's ball four. And now a runner at first again for the Rough Riders. Two walks today for Dustin Harris. He's the first player on the team for the Rough Riders to reach 30 walks. Does also get credit for the 200th of the season. The Rough Riders coming in with 199 of them. He gets the 200th and now the 201st. Thomas Tejasi, the batter, two down, no score in the fourth inning. The pitch swung on and missed. Looked like he saw a fat changeup down the middle, swung too far out in front. And strike one and Thomas Tejasi. Dustin Harris, the runner at first for the Rough Riders, looking for a two-out rally. Infield is shifted now over to the left to Tejasi, who bats from the right side. The 0-1 is outside, a throw to first, blocked by Tenerowitz. No chance to get Harris. He was back easily in time. And Tenerowitz did a good job of climbing down the ladder, using his body to block it and avoid giving an error to his catcher, Scheffler, who one-hopped the throw to first. Dustin Harris at first on a beautiful day for baseball. A couple clouds in the sky, just some wisps above us. Blue skies, pleasant temperatures, and a great Wednesday evening here in North Little Rock. The 1-1 to Tejasi, swung on, queued up the right side. It's into the outfield. Tenerowitz dove for it, couldn't get it. Harris goes first to third on a single for Thomas Tejasi. And the Rough Riders plant runners on the corners with two down. Fourth inning, and the Rough Riders are cooking here. Now the caught stealing hurts a little bit more because Kellen Strom would have been forced to second on the walk and could have scored perhaps on that base hit. But as it stands, the Rough Riders have the go-ahead run 90 feet away. Liam Hicks will be the one trying to get the first run in for either team. Top of the fourth inning, there are two outs. Hicks had two outs in the second inning in his only at-bat to this point. He struck out. There was a runner in scoring position. It was also Dustin Harris. First pitch, slider, hit softly up the first base side and foul. Dustin Harris had stolen second earlier in the inning. It was an RBI opportunity for Hicks. Didn't bring him in that time, but he's got a chance number two. Fourth inning, runners in the corners. Lindau comes set, and the lefty deals to Liam Hicks, a fastball low, and that sets the count even at one ball and one strike. The 100th appearance of Ethan Lindau's professional career. They have all been with Philadelphia until this month. Traded from the Phillies org to the Mariners, his third start. So JC starts to run from first base, and Lindau steps off. So JC at first, Harris at third, and so JC trying to cause a balk on Lindau, which would have scored Harris. 1-1 the count to Liam Hicks. Here's the pitch. A slider, he swings and misses, perhaps looking for a fastball. Hicks playing his eighth game with the Rough Riders. Trying to get on base here. He does lead the team in on-base percentage, albeit with a smaller sample size, just eight games, but also tops in on-base plus slugging and OPS over 1,000. Doesn't qualify in the league leaderboard, of course, just joining the team over a week ago, barely. Could come up with another big base hit here, a 1-2 pitch, a throw over to first, so JC just got back in time on a snap throw from Ethan Lindau, barely moving his lower half and just whirling it to first, but so JC got back. Runners on the corners for the Rough Riders. Can they break the scoreless tie in the fourth inning? There are two outs. Tejasi breaks for second. Lindau doesn't realize it. Tejasi stops. A throw to third. Harris gets back in time. Tejasi to second. And now a balk is called. And Harris is going to come in and score. Thomas Tejasi stealing second. Robbie Tenerowitz has an issue with it. He comes to the home plate umpire and requests a second opinion on the balk. Initially called by the first base umpire, Clay Williams, who saw Ethan Lindau look back at Tejasi. He didn't even notice Thomas running until he was about two-thirds the way to second base, and then Tejasi stopped there, trying to get into a pickle, get Harris home, and got even better A box scores a run. 1-0 Frisco. The pitch to Liam Hicks. A slider taken for strike three, and that's the inning. It's a good thing for the Rough Riders that the balk happened one pitch prior to the inning's conclusion, and Frisco gets on the board. It's 1-0 Rough Riders as Ethan Lindau takes a slow stroll off the hill, giving up a run he wished he had not, especially that one on a balk. 1-0 Rough Riders to the bottom of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, the opening day leadoff hitter for the Arkansas Travelers steps in, Leo Rivas, to lead off the bottom of the fourth inning. Frisco ahead 1-0. Ryan Garcia winds, and his first pitch is outside for a ball. Rivas hitting second in the Travelers lineup today, but he leads off the fourth inning. 0-1 today, striking out on a breaking ball from Garcia. The 1-0 pitch is inside. And two balls and no strikes from Garcia, who has not allowed a run today and just one hit. To the very first batter he faced tonight, nothing since. Two balls, no strikes to Leo Rivas. A fastball dotted up on the low outside corner. And he gets two balls and a strike. Well, Frisco is one of the best base running teams in the league. They've been caught stealing the fewest of any team in the league, and they're third most in steals. The 2-1, fastball outside. He falls behind, three balls and a strike. Ironically, Frisco has scored one run in this game on an inning in which they got caught stealing. 1-0 Rough Riders. The 3-1 pitch from Garcia taken just above the belt. And ball four. It's the first base runner that Garcia has allowed since the first batter of the game for the Travelers. It's a five-pitch walk. After Garcia had set down nine in a row. And Rivas draws a leadoff walk. Spencer Packard, the batter. We had nobody out in the fourth inning. Frisco ahead, 1-0. Rivas takes his lead. The first pitch, Packard, a big swing, a throw back to first. Rivas returns in time. Rivas, one of their top stolen base guys with 14 on the season, although he has been caught on five occasions. Outfield playing fairly deep, especially in right field. Kellen Strom just a few large strides from the warning track. The 0-1, Packard takes down and in, misses his ankles just by a bit. Packard turns back to the home plate umpire Casey James and says something, maybe indicating he got hit, although he stays at the plate and doesn't toss the bat aside, and Casey James shakes his head towards Packard. One ball, one strike, and a man at first for the Travelers representing the tying run. Ryan Garcia comes set, peeking over at first base. The righty deals a changeup away, and he's behind 2-1. Gorgeous night for baseball. The Ferris wheel is spinning out in right center field. It was docile yesterday, but it spins counterclockwise tonight. The 2-1 offering to Spencer Packard is taken just off the outer black. 3-1. Not too much wind to speak of, what little there is. Softly out to right field. But a mostly still night. Here in North Little Rock. Three balls and a strike to Packer to throw over to first. Not in time to get Rivas. Garcia had not struck, had not walked anybody until this inning. Fell behind 3-1 to Rivas and walked him. Now he's 3-1 to Spencer Packard. Here's the pitch. It swung on and fouled back right into the netting. And strike two on Spencer Packard, who struck out looking in the first inning on a fastball. Tough part of the lineup for Ryan Garcia. He walks Rivas, a good base runner, and then he faces the top two guys in the order in terms of batting average. And it's Robbie Tenero. It's on deck with a lot of power in that bat. Here's a payoff pitch. It'll come after a throw to first. Rivas gets back, and now he doesn't have to worry as much about a pickoff throw. The second of this at-bat, and Garcia cannot throw over to first anymore, at least not without risking a balk. Rivas taking a slightly larger lead. He'll go on the pitch, a ground ball foul, third base side, and keeps a count at 3-2. Spencer Packard, who is the opening day left fielder for the Travelers, had three hits on opening day, went back-to-back with Tenerowitz, three hits apiece on opening day, and things haven't changed much. They're 1-2 at batting average on the team. They're batting third and fourth in the lineup today against the Rough Riders. 1-0 Frisco. Here's a payoff pitch. Here it comes. It is just outside. Ball four to Spencer Packard, and Ryan Garcia has walked the first two batters of the fourth inning. First two batters he has walked all night long. And it comes on the seventh pitch of the at-bat. 12 pitches this inning, and they lead to two walks. A mound visit now for Garcia, who had been really good through the first three innings. No runs, just one hit, and even that one hit probably should have been caught. Just kind of lost by the infielders in the sky. And other than that, he has not allowed a hit at all. But two walks to begin the fourth inning, and their big slugger, Robbie Tenerowitz, to the plate, leading the Travelers with eight home runs and 34 runs batted in. Corner outfielders playing deep. Evan Carter also fairly deep in center field, but especially in the corners. The first pitch to Tenerowitz, breaking ball, cuts over the heart of the plate, and strike one. Tenerowitz does not yet have a hit this series, but he did fly out to deep right field last night. He is 0-4 this series with a walk. 0-1 the count with two runners aboard for the Travelers and nobody out. A throw back to second. A good-looking throw, but Rivas just got back in time. Thomas Ajayi covering second base. He is the second baseman. Chris Cease playing in the hole at short. Nick Tanulu playing a bit off the line in between the front and the back ends of the dirt, about halfway. The 0-1 offering to Tenerowitz is taken on the outer corner. Strike two. Ryan Garcia doing a good job after two walks to get two strikes on Tenerowitz. 296 average with 10 doubles and a team leading eight home runs. Behind 0-2, Garcia trying to put him away. The pitch high and ball one. Robert Perez Jr. is on deck. Speaking of guys with RBIs, he led the team against Frisco in that first series with eight RBIs. That six-game series at Riders Field a month ago. He's on deck. Here's the 1-2 to Tenerowitz. It's inside. And ball two. I think a slider that didn't break all that much. Nearly caught the hands of Tenerowitz. If that did clip him, he would have taken over sole possession in the Texas League. He's been hit by a pitch 11 times this year, tied for first in the Texas League. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, a breaking ball away. And after getting ahead 0-2, Ryan Garcia now with a full count and is risking a bases-loaded situation after walking the first two guys. Three balls, two strikes to the right-hand hitting slugger Robbie Tenerowitz. Garcia looks back at second twice. He deals. The payoff swung on and hit well to center field. Evan Carter running back. Stops in front of the track. He makes the catch. Rivas tagging. Both runners tagging. The throw into second. Not in time to get either. And it's a productive out. But an out nonetheless. And there is one away here in the fourth inning, but two in scoring position now. Rivas to third, Packard to center, to second. And Robert Perez Jr. to the plate with one out. It is 1-0 Frisco, but that lead in jeopardy now, tying run 90 feet away. Perez Jr. with a strikeout today. He's 0-1. Second chance against Ryan Garcia. Here's the first pitch. A breaking ball swung on and missed. Got Perez to go fishing for it. Ryan Garcia, who just threw his 65th pitch of the evening. A little bit of movement in the Rough Riders bullpen. Nobody throwing off the mound yet. Some players milling about. Second and third for the Travelers, trying to break their own scoreless fashion. They've given up a run last inning. It's 1-0 Rough Riders in the fourth. Second pitch of the at-bat. Breaking ball hammered to center. Carter comes in, now moves out. Keeps drifting out and now makes the catch. It'll score a run. Packard to third. Rivas comes home, and we've got ourselves a tie ball game. Evan Carter reading that ball shallow at first, and then he had to keep him on running. Not very hard, but he was backpedaling until that ball reached him and had no chance of getting either runner, even if he had started out and took his momentum back in as he caught the ball. Doubtful that he could have gotten either. Certainly not Rivas at home. 1-1 now is the score. In the bottom of the fourth inning, both teams scoring their first run in the fourth, and the job's not done yet for the Rough Riders. First pitch to Gilliam is low. And 1-0. Runner at third for the Travelers as they try to take their first lead of the game. Spencer Packard, who walked following Leo Rivas' walk. The 1-0 to Gilliam, a big cut and a miss on a fastball. And it's 1-1. Gilliam had the sack fly yesterday. The Travelers have scored just two runs so far this series. This is the 13th inning of the series, just two sack flies. The 1-1 offering from Garcia. Big cut and a miss again. Similar spot, same result on two fastballs. Gilliam, who came into this game exactly 100 at-bats under his belt this season, hitting 290. Did strike out against Garcia on a fastball back in the second inning, and Garcia has decided not to go away from the heater yet. Two strikes on him. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Off-speed pitch, fouled away. Gilliam fouled it back to stay alive. He's got 10 extra base hits this year. The middle part of the order is pretty solid in terms of slugging for the Travelers, although Garcia has avoided too much damage, walking the first two before hitting that heart of the order. And has gotten two flyouts. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Isaiah Gilliam. Inside, almost hit him on the elbow. Gilliam turning away from the pitch that ran in off the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at third for the Travelers, representing the go-ahead run in the fourth inning with two down. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, just got a piece. Taps it foul, and it rolls to the backstop. Gilliam swinging over it, but got just a nub of that baseball. Garcia trying to work around not only a leadoff walk, but two walks to start the inning. One of them has come home, has still not allowed a hit ever since the very first guy of the ball game that he faced. Now in the fourth inning, two outs, two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on him, missed. Got Gilliam to chase a pitch outside and punches him out to finish the inning. Two walks to start the frame. It kind of comes back to bite him, but not as bad as it could have been. The score is now tied 1-1. We are through four innings. Zach Bigley returns on the call for the fifth after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Nick Tanelu begins the fifth inning for the Rough Riders. Tied at one between the Rough Riders and the Travelers. Tanelu, Cease, and Carter. It's 8-9-1 for the Rough Riders. Ethan Lindlau. It deals home, and the first pitch is served into center field. That drops in for a base hit. And Nick Tanelu singles to begin the Rough Riders' fifth inning. Center field. Chris Cease stands in.
Now that is number six, Chris Cease.
Ethan Lindau gave up his first base hit and his first runs in the fourth inning. Rough Riders with a pair of runs, or a pair of hits, I should say, and one run in the fourth. First pitch to Cease. Oh, off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. Chris reached on an error back in the third inning. Nick Tanelu picking up the base hit to extend his on-base streak. Here's the stretch. And the left-hander's pitch. Just low of the zone. And the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Tanelu has now reached safely in 12 consecutive games. It's the longest such on-base streak for any Rough Riders player this year. 2-0 pitch. Swinging a tapper up over the hill. Second baseman Unroe Field steps in the back for one. Throws to first. It's low, but Tanerowicz digs it out. It's a double play. Four unassisted, three twin killing. Two down.
Now that is top of the order.
On a matter of just four pitches. Rough Riders get a base hit, but now the base is clear and two outs for Evan Carter. 77 pitches for Lindau. Third time through the Rough Riders order, first pitch. Carter watches high and inside, one ball, no strikes. Ground out to third and a ground into a fielder's choice and two trips for Evan Carter. The 1-0 pitch. Low and away with a breaking ball. Two balls, no strikes. Rough Riders and Travelers tied at one. Rough Riders now hold the season series advantage. 4-3. To split the series in Frisco. Won the first game of the series here in Arkansas. Lindau winds back in the 2-0. Just inside, three balls and no strikes. Rough Riders hold the all-time series advantage by a really good margin. 3-0 pitch. Low of the zone, ball four. It's a four-pitch walk to Evan Carter. Luis Angel Acuna saunters to the plate. Rough Riders with a base runner and a tie game here in the fifth inning. Carter has now reached in six consecutive games, and that draws Peoples, the pitching coach, out of the dugout. Michael Peoples will go chat with Lindau. Rough Riders have won 46 more games in this head-to-head series. Or 44 more games, I should say, than the Travelers. These two teams have been playing ever since the Rough Riders joined the Texas League in 2003. Arkansas, a franchise that goes a long way back, all the way to 1928. First started playing here in North Little Rock. And Little Rock. They moved to North Little Rock in 2007 when this ballpark was built. They were formerly in Little Rock, Arkansas, just across the river. So runner at first base. Luis Angel Acuna in from the right side, and Lindau delivers home. Just inside. One ball, no strikes. Acuna 1-for-3 in yesterday's game. Fifth highest batting average in the league entering into today. The 1-0. He takes a hair outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Acuna, second in the league in hits with 50. Sixth in doubles, first in steals. 2-0. Chopper foul, third base side. It's two balls and one strike. One of those guys that really comes to mind when you think of what the Rangers do every year come June, whether it be midway through or near the beginning, start to see a lot of movement up and down the organization. 2-1. Fouled away, right side. It's 2-2. Some organizations like to do it gradually. Some organizations like to do full sale changes. So the Rangers usually do is they make a lot of moves all at once. Acuna, probably one of those names that won't be here much longer in the best way possible. He's played amazing baseball. Lindau, the 2-2. Acuna swings, slashes it foul right side. Still two balls, two strikes with two outs, runner at first. Tied at one. Carter, a good base runner, takes his lead from first. He's 8-for-10 in stolen bases this year. 20-year-old with the 21-year-old at the plate. The 22-year-olds have all on deck. The pitch. Ground ball up over the hill. The shortstop dives. Rivas has got it. Throw to second. Not in time. And Luis Angel Acuna is aboard, which would have to imagine that's going to be a base hit. A diving attempt. Rivas was able to smother it. It's a base hit for Acuna. Rough Riders fourth hit today. Runners at first and second for Zavala, who singled back in the fourth inning. Zavala rifled a base hit to right field. His first hit of this series. Runner in scoring position for him. First pitch. Breaking ball, misses away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position in the game today. They've stranded three. The left-hander, Lindau, deals home. Top of the zone, a strike. 1-1. There is action with a right-hander getting loose for Arkansas in their bullpen. It's Travis Kuhn who's getting loose. Lindau stretches, and he issues in the 1-1. Hit hard on the ground, foul up the first baseline. One ball, two strikes on Zavala. If that one was just about a foot to the left, might have scored two runs. Acuna with great speed going on contact with two outs. Rough Riders don't have anybody throwing right now in their bullpen. On the other side, Ryan Garcia, 73 pitches through four innings. Lindau from the stretch. Zavala chokes up the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs with a fastball for strike three, and he gets out of the jam. Picks up another strikeout, his sixth of the night. And the Rough Riders turned away in the fifth inning. No runs on two hits, no errors, two left on base. Bottom five coming up. Garcia back to the hill. Tied at one on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the fifth inning, Rough Riders and Travelers knotted up at one apiece. Logan Wormuth, Matt Scheffler, Riley Unroh, bottom third of the order against Ryan Garcia, who wheels and fires home. Fastball just outside, it's one ball and no strikes. 74 pitches for Ryan Garcia through his four innings of work with seven strikeouts. Rough Riders starting pitching has certainly made a habit of high strikeout totals over the last few starts. It was a tough go for Jack Leiter last night, walking seven in his four innings with four strikeouts. Still only allowed one run. The 1-0. Little roller back to the hill off the end of the bat. Garcia's got it. Calmly throws to first, and it's in time to get Wormuth. One away. Matt Scheffler to the plate, tied at one. Home half of the fifth inning. Talking to manager Carlos Cardoza about that start last night for Leiter, and he said, the way you have to spin it is to try to boost confidence. He talked to the team after the game. He talked about how gritty of a performance it was for Jack. And there's no lie there. It was the pitch. Breaking ball low, and it's one ball and no strikes. To walk seven and only allow one run, it's really incredible to pitch out of some trouble. The 1-0, just outside, two balls and no strikes. But the thing is, the most important thing is to instill that confidence and know the team has your back, and that's what Cardoza tried to do with Jack Leiter and what John Goble has done, the Rough Riders pitching coach. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him, 2-1. And everyone has those bad starts. Those starts happen every now and again. And the great thing is that Jack was so good over his last three before that tough one yesterday. It steps in the right direction for Leiter. 2-1. Fouled away right side. Two balls, two strikes. Another two-strike count for Garcia to work with. Already seven strikeouts. The 7 Ks are by far a season high. He's creeping up on his career high of 9 that he had last year against Aberdeen. He's a part of the Hickory Crawdads. The 2-2. Misses away with a slider. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Garcia came into this game with an ERA of 7.99. He's allowed just one run over 4 1/3 innings so far. He peels back in the 3-2. Ground ball to third. Tanalu backhands, couple of shuffles, and throws across in time to get Scheffler. Two down. Riley Unroh, the journeyman to the plate. Fly out to center back in the third.
Next up for the Cubs, number 3, Riley Unroh.
This will more than likely be the final inning for Garcia. 81 pitches. Michael Brewer is loosening in the bullpen. Love to get through Unroh right here and make it a clean finish after he allowed the run in the fourth. The pitch. Curveball on top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. The great thing was not allowing too much damage in the fourth after walking the first two batters. His only two walks of this start so far. The pitch. Bunted down the third baseline. Garcia off of the hill. Bare hands, no play. Perfect bunt for Unroh. Just the second base hit for Arkansas today in the first since the first batter of the game. Jonathan Klase, the man who had that base hit, stands in now. And if you think about it, the two hits have been a bloop double into right center field that was a pop-up that should have been caught and a bunt base hit. So no hard contact hits against Garcia. The first pitch is outside. It's one ball and no strikes, and it's been really good stuff for the right-hander so far. A lot to be happy about if you're the Rough Riders with what Garcia has shown. He rocks in the 1-0. Runner goes. It's high. Throw down to second is perfect. And he, whoa, he didn't get him. Missed the tag. Now Cease grabbed a perfect throw from Hicks. Head first dive into second from Riley Unroe, and he has his seventh steal. Oh, man, it was a great throw from Liam Hicks. He just couldn't get him. Now two balls, no strikes on Klase. The newly minted 21-year-old who just celebrated his 21st birthday yesterday. Tied at one, bottom half of the fifth inning. The pitch home. Just high and outside, three balls, no strikes. He would not be in line for the victory. If he finished this inning, the Rough Riders would have to score in the sixth. He flicks it home. Swing and a foul back at Hicks's glove. 3-0 green light. Couldn't make contact. Three balls and one strike. Left-handed batting Klase stands back in. The switch hitter. Here she comes. Swing and a miss. Upstairs fastball 3-2. Unroe will not be off on this pitch. It's not an action pitch. He's at second base with nobody at first. Garcia peers in for his sign. He's got it. The 3-2. Fouled straight back. Still 3-2. Next pitch will be number 90 for Garcia. Will almost undoubtedly be his final of the evening. This is a season high in pitches for him. His previous season high was 83. Back on April 28th at Amarillo. He looks in for his sign. He's got it. From the stretch, the 3-2. Called strike three. He got him at the bottom of the zone. And Ryan Garcia strikes out eight in five strong innings tonight in Arkansas. Tied at one. Top of the sixth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kellen Strom starts it off for the Rough Riders in the sixth inning. Frisco and Arkansas tied at one. Travis Kuhn is the new man out of the bullpen for Arkansas. Right-hander on right-hander, the pitch. Over with a slider, and it's 0-1. The inside corner. Kuhn, the 25-year-old, 5'10", 195 pounds, out of Laguna Hills, California. Went to San Diego University. The pitch. Outside. One ball, one strike. It's been a great season for Kuhn so far. Pitching in his second season here in Arkansas. 15th appearance, the 1-1. Slips across the outside edge of the knees for a strike. One ball, two strikes. In 14 outings, 2-0 with a 2.03 ERA. Only 10 strikeouts in 13 and a third innings, though, and 9 walks. In 50 outings last year out of the bullpen for Arkansas, 4.10 ERA. The 1-2 misses away. Two balls and two strikes. Strom 0 for 2 today. 0 for 4 in the series. 2-2. In the air, out to right field, chasing the right fielder Packard back to the wall. Reaches out, and it's off the base of the wall. Strom up to second, and he stops there with an opposite field double. His sixth double of the season. Rough Riders in business to start off the sixth inning. It's a short wall out there and right, only 4 feet tall. And when Packard reached out and couldn't quite make the catch, it looked initially like it might have had a chance to get out of here, but then he reached down and it was clearly still in play off the wall. Well, Kellen Strom has himself a double. Dustin Harris climbs in. Tied at one, top of the sixth inning. Kuhn from the stretch, he offers. Fastball simmers high, one ball, no strikes. Harris has yet to record an at-bat today. He's walked twice. Stole second in the second and was stranded there, but was balked home for the Rough Riders' lone run in the fourth. The pitch. Ground ball chopped to the right side. Tenerowicz backhands at first, races to the bag, and beats Harris. Strom to third. One out, runner 90 feet away for the go-ahead run, and Thomas Sejasi climbs in, who singled in the fourth. He's 1-for-2. Infield comes in for the Trabs. The lone runs in this game have been scored on a sacrifice fly and a balk. Only 5 combined runs in this game, or in this series, I should say. The pitch. Over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1 on Sejasi. Out of the 5 runs scored, there's been only 1 base hit that scored a run in this series. It was the 2-run single. The pitch. Sejasi swings, grounds it foul, first base sign. It's 0-2. That's from Trevor Hover in game 1. The infield in. And Kuhn steps out. Knocks off some dirt from his cleats back behind the mound, and he's back onto the rubber. The entire infield in. 0-2. Away. That's one ball and two strikes. Rough Riders with 5 hits today. That double the first extra base hit for Frisco. They have not homered in this series, and in fact have not homered since Saturday. The 1-2. Swinging a line drive to right center field, tailing away from Class A. He dives and makes the catch. Strom tags from third and comes in to score. And the Rough Riders take the lead on a sacrifice fly from Thomas Sejasi. A brilliant catch in right center field from Jonathan Class A. But it ends up being a sacrifice fly to give Frisco a 2-1 advantage in the sixth inning. Wow, great play.
Been a tough series to get runs. I mean, this is the 15th inning of the series. We have still only seen 1 base hit for an RBI.
The pitch. Strike at the top of the zone to Hicks, and it's 0-1.
Haver had the 2 RBI single yesterday, but today we've got a couple sacrifice fly and a balk to score a run.
The pitch home. Hicks fouls it back, and it's 0-2. And another sacrifice fly, just add on to it.
Right.
Hicks has struck out twice tonight. Kuhn delivers. There's a high pop-up left side of the infield, foul territory. The third baseman, Warmoth, onto the warning track, makes the catch, and the side comes to a close. But damage done for the Rough Riders. They score a run on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Sack fly for Sejace gives the Rough Riders a 2-1 lead. Bottom six coming up on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Frisco dips into their bullpen for the first time this evening. Bottom of the sixth inning, now leading 2-1. Michael Brewer is the new man out of the pen for Frisco, taking over for Ryan Garcia, who was really strong in his start. Over five innings, and a start where he's trying to build off of a good five-inning outing his last time out as well. He was able to do that. Leo Rivas steps in, and Michael Brewer's first pitch, just high of the zone, one ball, no strikes. Rivas, the left-handed batter. Brewer, the right-handed pitcher. Final line for Ryan Garcia after this pitch. Brewer kicks it home. Clips the very top of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-1. One run allowed. It was earned over two hits. Five innings of work, eight strikeouts, two walks. New season high in Ks for Garcia. 1-1 is just outside. It's two balls and one strike. One away from his career high of nine strikeouts he did last year. Great stuff from Garcia. 2-1. Breaking ball outside, 3-1. That's now one run allowed in his last 10 innings. In his previous two starts, he allowed a combined 13 runs in 3 1/3. 3-1. Drilled down the right field line and foul. Goodness, he got out in front of that one. Rivas looking for his third home run and said he'll settle for a 3-2 count. Michael Brewer, a deep sigh of relief. Rough Riders clinging to the 2-1 advantage. 22-year-old Brewer is ready in the 3-2. Swinging a grounder first base side. Harris smothers it to his left and steps on the bag for the out. One away in the sixth inning for Spencer Packard. Rough Riders leading 2-1. Brewer, the Hillsboro, Missouri native, former 32nd round pick by the Rangers in 2019. Making his fourth appearance for the Rough Riders, he surrendered just one run in 4 1/3 innings, two strikeouts to two walks. Packard in from the left side, first pitch. Just low. One ball, no strikes. So now 12 outings for Brewer between High A Hickory and here in Frisco. A 2.45 ERA. Really good stuff. He rocks in the 1-0 pitch. Just inside. Didn't miss by much, and it's two balls and no strikes. Casey James not making friends with the man on the mound right now. 2-0 on Packard, who walked back in the fourth and struck out in the first. Off Riders leading by one here in the bottom of the sixth. Brewer the 2-0. Outside edge, a strike. 2-1. Rough Riders' strong pitching continues. In their last seven games, a 1.76 ERA as a team. The bullpen has been even better. A 2-1. On the inside corner, a strike. 2-2. Last night, they were flat-out dominant. Bullpen throwing five innings after Jack Leiter's start. Not allowing a run, only surrendering two hits. 11 strikeouts. 2-2. Just low. We're full at three balls, two strikes. When you combine last week's strong bullpen performance against Amarillo and last night's game, the 3-2 pitch, down low and inside for ball four, it's a one-out walk to Spencer Packard. Robbie Tenorowicz makes his way to the plate. It's 2-1 Rough Riders, bottom half of the sixth inning here in North Little Rock. The Rough Riders bullpen has accumulated a 1.36 earned run average. They have just been flat-out dominant. The funny thing is the bullpen was a bit of the Achilles heel. The Rough Riders had their losing streak, the pitch. Check swing on a high fastball they appeal, and he went around. 0-1. So it's been a complete role reversal, and it's been nice to see. Talking to manager Carlos Cardoza before the game, he said those kind of games are huge for team morale, winning those games. The pitch. Strike on the upper edge, inside corner, it's 0-2. And also just to kind of feel better about yourself as a staff, as a bullpen, because of the struggles that they went through just a couple weeks ago. So they're a little tough on his heart sometimes, those close games. The Rough Riders have played a lot of close ones recently. Brewer, the 0-2. Rides inside on him, nearly hit him. It's one ball and two strikes. First go over the last seven games, allowed just a 1.35 batting average to opponents, and they've surrendered only two hits through five innings tonight. Runner at first, one out. Brewer rocks in the 1-2. Tenorowicz swings, grounds it foul at behind home plate, and it's one ball and two strikes. A little defensive hack from Tenorowicz, the reigning Texas League Player of the Week, hitting .462 last week with a couple homers and three doubles in Wichita. Back in from the right side against the right-hander Brewer. A long hold, he delivers. Hit foul right side. Still one ball, two strikes. Brewer stands 6'5", 215 pounds. A beard around his chin. Medium length hair poking out the back of his ball cap. The 1-2. Fouled away, right side. Still one ball, two strikes. Packard, only two stolen base attempts on the season. He's 1-for-2. He takes his lead. Of the power threat, Robert Perez Jr. on deck. The pitch, fouled off at the plate. Just caught a piece. Four straight foul balls from Tenorowicz. One ball and two strikes. This is our final score last night, 2-1. And that's our score here in the sixth inning. Tristan Polley is warming in the Rough Riders bullpen just in case. The pitch. In the air, right side, and foul out of play. Still one ball and two strikes. Six consecutive foul balls. Tenorowicz being shaded into right center field by Evan Carter, the center fielder. It's a pull side shift on the infield, just slightly. Double play depth for the Rough Riders. Brewer stretches, kicks, delivers. Low and away with a breaking ball in the dirt. Hicks pounces on it. The 11th pitch upcoming, 2 balls and 2 strikes. To narrow it, a healthy battle. He's 0 for 2 today with a ground out to third and a fly out to center. The pitch, fouled away. Just flicked it off to the right side. 7 foul balls in the at-bat and at least 11 pitches. This will be the 12th upcoming. Brewer readies. He delivers. Swing and a drive, foul left side again, and it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. I beg your pardon, this is the 12th pitch of the at-bat. A great battle going on here between Brewer and Tanerowitz. The former California Golden Bear, ready the pitch. Line down the right field line, Strom giving chase, and it drops foul. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes. 13th pitch upcoming. Fans starting to realize what's happening. The 28-year-old Tanerowitz, former Rays draft pick in 2016 in the 27th round. He's bounced around a little bit. Here's the stretch and the pitch. A ground ball, third base side. You guessed it, foul again. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes.
The last foul ball allowed Casey James, the home plate umpire, to reload his pockets with new baseballs. So he's good for a little while. Tanerowitz can foul off a few more. He's got the arsenal, so we're good.
We're going to send a bill to Tanerowitz before long. 9 foul balls in the at-bat. 14th pitch upcoming. Here she comes. Fouled away again behind home plate. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fifteenth pitch coming to Tanerowitz. Brewer from the stretch. And here she comes. Actually a throw over to first. Just want to make sure Packard's still paying attention over there. He's back in safely.
It's not even a full count. He could throw a ball here and keep the at-bat going.
Tanerowitz is swinging at anything close right now. He's throwing a few that are out of the zone. Brewer brings it in. Foul back again.
What is happening right
Goodness
now?
Goodness gracious. 16 pitches in the at-bat. Coming up on one of the longer ones that you'll see. I believe the longest one ever recorded is a 22-pitch at-bat in Major League Baseball history. The 2-2. Ground ball up the middle into center field, a base hit. What an at-bat. Robbie Tanerowitz wins it on the 16th pitch of the at-bat, and he gets a huge ovation from these fans here in Arkansas, and he deserved it. He singles to center field, Packard to second. 2 on with 1 out, and here comes John Goble to go chat with Brewer. Just give him a breather.
I don't know who's more impressive, Tanerowitz to foul off that many, or Brewer to never make a mistake pitch to the guy who's arguably been the best hitter in the league, at least of late, leads the team in home runs, leads the team in RBIs. You can't leave anything over the plate to him. And for Brewer to keep on painting the corner, or at least not throw pitches down the middle to induce foul balls. And even the pitch that was a base hit, it's just a seeing eye single through the middle. I mean, give credit to Tanerowitz, but Brewer worked hard for that at-bat, 16 pitches, and most of them were pretty decent pitches.
So runners at first and second now, and 1 out in the 6th inning. And all of a sudden, Brewer has thrown 28 pitches in the inning. 19 for strikes, and that's including a walk. Robert Perez Jr. stands in. This is a guy you got to be careful with. He has 6 home runs in the year. 3 of them have come against Frisco. Tristan Pauly is ready and waiting in the Rough Riders bullpen if they need him. Right on right, the pitch. Low and outside, one ball, no strikes. Isaiah Gilliam is a switch hitter who stands on deck. That might be one of the reasons why Brewer is still in this game at this point. To get the right on right. Perez has the lone RBI today for Arkansas. Sacrifice fly that came back in the fourth. Brewer looks towards second, the 1-0. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-1. Brewer replaced Garcia in this sixth inning. Arkansas with some of their most base traffic of the first two games of this series. Two aboard, one out. The pitch. Line down the right field line. It drops in fair, rolling towards the corner. Packard scores from second. Tenorowicz on his horse up to third. He gets stopped right there. It's an RBI double to tie the game for Robert Perez Jr. It's brand new at 2-2. Runners at second and third and one out. Isaiah Gilliam due up. And we'll see if it's Michael Brewer he still faces with 31 pitches in the inning. Here comes the Rough Riders manager, Carlos Cardoza. And he's going to go make the pitching change. So Michael Brewer gets pulled after recording just one out here in the sixth. And Tristan Pauly will come on for the Rough Riders. In the bottom of the sixth inning, one down, runners at second and third, tied at two. We'll step aside, return to Dickey Stevens Park after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field, with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out, and the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre Night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. With the meet and greet during the game, a Cresos de Frisco wrestling mask giveaway, and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre Night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos Cresos!
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Tristan Pauly out of the Rough Riders bullpen. One run in for Arkansas in the bottom of the sixth inning with one out. Runners at second and third, and Isaiah Gilliam is up at the plate. Switch hitter batting from the right-hand side against the left-hander, Pauly. Infield in for the Rough Riders. First pitch. Whacked foul right side. 0-1. Gilliam 0-2 with a couple strikeouts in today's game. Tristan Pauly wears number 56. He has a 5.60 ERA. And 12 appearances, 17 and two-thirds innings, 15 strikeouts to 7 walks. He surrendered one home run this year. He whips in the 0-1. On the inside edge of strike, he's ahead 0-2. Ideally here, you'd love a strikeout, a pop-out, or a hard ground ball to any one of the four drawn-in infielders. The infield in. Pauly from the stretch, and the 0-2 pitch on the way to Isaiah Gilliam is inside. He hit him to load the bases. Oh, a hit by pitch on an 0-2 offering. And the bases are now loaded for Logan Warmoth. Well, the last thing you want to do is have this inning get unraveled on you. With one out, up the middle, the Rough Riders infield retreats. We'll try to turn the double play and get out of the inning. Pauly ready from the stretch. He fires. High, one ball, no strikes. The inning began with a ground out to first from Leo Rivas. Packard walked, and then in the biggest at-bat of the game so far. Here's the stretch, and the 1-0. Ground ball, third base side, and foul over the top of Tanerowitz. And it's 1-1. Robbie Tanerowitz on the 16th pitch of the at-bat, singled up the middle to center. Robert Perez Jr. then doubled down the right field line. Isaiah Gilliam was hit by a pitch, and that's where we are with the bases loaded and one down. There's a good chance you look back at that Robbie Tanerowitz at-bat and say that's the difference in the game. 1-1. Change up over for a strike. 1-2. Pauly trying to wiggle out of more damage in this sixth inning. A ground ball could end it. Pauly readies. The 1-2. Swinging a little looper over the first baseman down the right field line and in there, fair ball. Tanerowitz scores. Perez around third. He's in. It's a two-run bloop single for Logan Warmoth to make it 4-2 Arkansas. Nothing Dustin Harris could do at first base but watch that thing go over his head and just land on the grass beyond the infield dirt. Isaiah Gilliam went first to third. Runners on the corners. Three runs in this sixth inning. And Matt Scheffler to the plate. 4-2 Arkansas. Scheffler 0-2 today. Rough Riders bullpen that had been so good, allowing three runs in this sixth. Pauly's pitch. Swinging a high drive to deep center field. Carter back on it. He settles under it. Makes the catch. Gilliam tags from third. He trots in to score. And it's now 5-2 Arkansas. That's the first run charge to Pauly. On the sack fly to center. Two down for Riley Unroe, the eighth man up in the inning.
Now batting is number three, Riley Unroe.
Brewer's line is now finalized. He allows three runs in just a third of an inning. Pauly from the stretch. And a throw goes over to first. Warmoth back in. Unroe had the bunt single back in the fifth inning. Flew out to center in the third. 5-2 our score. Arkansas leads. Left-hander's pitch. Swinging a high pop-up left side of the infield into shallow left. Cease under it from short. And he makes the catch. Side retired, but not before four runs coming to score on three hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Into the top of the seventh inning, Josh Wharton on the play-by-play next. Riders trailing 5-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Through six innings from Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas, the Rough Riders trail this ballgame 5-2. The first pitch to Nick Tanelu is fouled at the plate off his leg from Travis Kuhn, the right-hander out of Laguna Hills, California. The Rough Riders with two runs on five hits, no errors. And the Arkansas Travelers with 5 runs on 5 hits and 1 error. Took their first lead of the game coming into this inning. Second pitch to Tanelu is lined to right field, coming over and making the catch. Spencer Packard is there, moving a half step to his left to make the catch. And there's one out in the seventh inning. A 4-run inning on 3 hits. Pretty good pitching by Michael Brewer. A walk in which he probably got a strike on a 2-2 pitch, ended up walking the guy. A 16-pitch single and then a bloop double and was pulled. First pitch to Chris Cease is high, ball one. And then Tristan Polly finished the inning but did allow a sack fly, a hit-by-pitch, and the 2-run single. A 1-0, Cease swings and fouls it up the first baseline. Not fouled by much, but it does dribble to the right of first base up the right field line. And it's a 1-1 count to the shortstop. So it's 5-2 Arkansas. In the top half of the seventh inning, the Travelers trying to tie this series up at 1 game apiece. A 1-1 pitch. Chris Cease takes it outside, ball two. The Travelers beginning a 2-week homestand this series. Lost yesterday by a run. They'd like to get back on the board in their winning ways. No team has a better record in the Texas League. They're 25-15. The 2-1 pitch and off speed, up and in. 3 balls and 1 strike to Chris Cease. Travelers tied for first in the Northern Division with Tulsa. Here's the 3-1. Cease swings and taps it foul behind home. Full count. Tulsa has a better run differential, so coming into this series, Arkansas with the best record in the Texas League. But now that they're tied for first, and now you can make the argument they're no longer the best team in the Texas League, albeit a subjective thing. The payoff pitch swung on and missed, and a fastball. Cease takes a cut at it and misses it. 2 down here in the seventh inning. The former Torero out of the University of San Diego, Travis Kuhn, retiring the first 2 batters he faced. Did give up a run last inning and was the pitcher of record in losing fashion before his Travelers offense took the lead. Now he's the winning pitcher if things go well. First pitch to Evan Carter, swung on and missed. Carter, a half-hearted swing on a breaking ball. It's 0-1. Bases empty, 2 down. Top of the seventh inning, Arkansas ahead by a score of 5-2. The pitch is down, and 1 ball and 1 strike to Evan Carter. A walk, and he's 0-for-2 today otherwise for Carter. His 28th walk of the year. The 1-1 pitch to Evan, a breaking ball. He hits high to left field, not too deep, playable for Perez. The left fielder takes 2 steps back and gloves it. And that's the inning. 1-2-3 frame for Travis Kuhn, and it's time for some stretching. It is 5-2 Arkansas in front, middle of the seventh inning of the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau Insurance member today.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tristan Pauley returns for another inning for the Frisco Rough Riders, now entering the bottom of the inning for the first time with a deficit. The Rough Riders giving up the lead. It's 5-2 Arkansas, bottom half of the seventh inning. And Tristan Pauley comes set to Jonathan Classe. Lefty-righty matchup. First pitch, Classe takes a big cut and fouls it off of Liam Hicks, who goes down into a crouch and then gets up after a moment. Seems to be all right, but took an extra beat. And Casey James, the home plate umpire, checks on him. He's good to go. 0-1 on Jonathan Classe, the number 12 prospect in the Seattle Mariners farm system. Leading off the seventh inning, the one-strike pitch from Tristan Pauley is swung on and missed. Good-looking changeup that would have been probably just off the outside black had Classe not taken an attempt at it. He's risking his third straight strikeout. He is 1-for-3. Had a double that was lost in the sky back in the first inning. The 0-2 offering from Tristan Pauley from the stretch. Here she comes. Swung on and missed again. A changeup that just buried itself. Low and outside, and Classe's bat wasn't long enough to reach it. They've struck out the number 12 prospect three times in a row, have Rough Riders pitchers. One out here in the seventh. Leo Rivas, the batter. He's 0-for-2 with a walk, his league-leading 32nd on the season. A lot of free passes this year for the shortstop. Base is empty. The first offering to Rivas is taken down the middle for a strike. Arkansas 5, Frisco 2. Bottom of the seventh inning, the outfield playing maybe a step deep and a couple steps to the right to Rivas, who bats from the right side. The 0-1 dealing from Pauley is low, and a 1-1 count to Leo Rivas. His eighth year in minor league baseball for Rivas. Recorded his 2,000th at-bat of his minor league career last week. A veteran in this lineup for Arkansas. A 1-1 pitch to the righty is taken inside. Two balls and a strike to Rivas, hitting .248 this season. Gets on base a lot. Five hits last series and four walks against Wichita, five games played. Struggles against lefties, hitting just .160. Tristan Pauley is a left-hand pitcher. Here's the 2-1. Swung on and missed. Good-looking pitch from Tristan Pauley. Rivas now with a 2-2 count. Base is empty and one away in the seventh inning. 5-2 Arkansas. They played with a lead yesterday for three innings before the Rough Riders canceled it out and took the lead, and nobody scored from that point on after the fourth. Today, the Travelers take their first lead in the sixth. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Tristan Pauley. It is just inside on a fastball that tailed arm side of it, almost came back in over the front door. But it's ball three. Full count to Leo Rivas in the bottom of the seventh. Trying to get aboard here. They already lead by three. Pauley set for the payoff. Here it comes. Swung on and a changeup grounded to third base. Fielded by Tanalu. He throws across just in time to beat Rivas, who was hustling up the line. But it beats him by half a step. And there's two down. Spencer Packard is next. He has walked twice and struck out once. Frisco coming off a 2-1 victory. They have once again scored two runs today. And it pitched pretty well, just not quite as small damage as yesterday. 5-2 deficit. First pitch to Packard is taken outside on a slider. And it's 1-0. The Travelers finally getting a lot of base runners last inning. Three of their five hits last inning from the ball game. The next pitch, Packard takes a big cut and evens the count, missing the pitch on the inside edge. 1-1 the count for an Arkansas team that likes having base runners. They lead the league in stolen bases with 74 entering tonight. Got their 75th, in fact, this evening. Here's the 1-1. Packard swings and fouls it back. Frisco is no slouch. 61 stolen bases, good for third in the league for the Rough Riders. So two pretty quick teams that are active on the base paths. Bases are empty right now. Two down and two strikes for Spencer Packard. Tristan Pauly looking to go 1-2-3 here in the seventh. He kicks a breaking ball fouled up and away, third base side. We'll do this all over again tomorrow at 6:35. Owen White and Emerson Hancock, the starting pitchers on a Thursday evening. Both top four prospects in their respective organizations. Good pitching matchup tomorrow night. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Tristan Pauly to Spencer Packard with the bases empty. It's taken away on a breaking ball. Evens the count up at 2-2.
You know, Josh, I hope that Pauly can go 1-2-3 here, obviously, but I hope he does also because Robbie Tenorowicz's last at-bat had to bleed into the next box because he fouled off so many pitches here.
2-2 is low, 3-2.
On the scorebook?
Yeah, you write down every pitch. I don't. You took up a lot of graphite there in your scorebook just on one at-bat.
There's dots bleeding from the sixth inning into the seventh inning, denoting foul balls.
16 pitches. He's on deck. 3-2 the count. Tristan Pauly set for the payoff. Here it comes. It is at the bottom of the zone, taking strike three. Tristan Pauly will not have to face Robbie Tenorowicz this inning. Tenorowicz walks back into the dugout from the on-deck circle. And we'll have to wait for some foul balls until next inning. It is a 1-2-3 frame for Tristan Pauly. The Travelers do, however, maintain a 5-2 advantage through seven innings. Stay tuned on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New pitcher into the ballgame for the Arkansas Travelers. Ty Adcock is tasked with holding the Rough Riders in check. He has a 3-run cushion with which to work, but he does have to face Luis Angel Acuna to lead off, followed by Aaron Zavala and Kellen Strom. Top half of the eighth inning here from North Little Rock, Arkansas. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. Right-hand pitcher Adcock comes set to the righty Acuna. The first pitch, a breaking ball in for a strike. Bottom half of the zone right over the plate. And it's 0-1 from Adcock. His fourth appearance. He made some starts on the outside corner for a ball with Everett. He had six appearances there, five with Arkansas. So 12th appearance overall, an ERA of 2.08 for 2023. 0-2 the count to Luis Angel Acuna. And the pitch to Luis Angel is swung on and missed. A three-pitch strikeout from Ty Adcock comes in and immediately sets down Acuna on three pitches. Hails from Elon University in North Carolina. Not the only talented pitcher that the Mariners organization boasts. A fellow Phoenix, George Kirby, at the major league level. Also drafted out of Elon. He was a first-round pick. With one out, here's Aaron Zavala. The first pitch is on the outside black for a strike. Adcock drafted in the eighth round in 2019, same year that George Kirby was selected. So same school, two pitchers. Here's the 0-1. Zavala takes it low for a ball. And one ball, one strike, bases empty.
George Kirby was with Arkansas last year. He was with him for 2 years in a row in 21 and 22.
1-1, Zavala takes it outside on a changeup, gets ahead 2-1.
Remember, there was supposed to be this great pitching matchup between George Kirby and Jack Leiter, and then we got word that George Kirby wasn't starting. We're like, what happened? We got called up to the big leagues. Yeah.
2-1 to Zavala. He swings at a pitch off the inside corner, and it's two balls and two strikes.
Very similar to what Bryce Miller has done this year. George Kirby went right up and pitched amazingly to start his major league career with the Seattle Mariners, and then had one of the best starts in Seattle Mariners postseason history in Game 3 of the ALDS in Seattle. Unfortunately, the Mariners could not pick up that victory.
2-2 to Zavala. He swings at a breaking ball, hits it off his own foot. He does wear an ankle guard, clipped off the cleat, and he seems to be okay. Limped around for a moment. Extra inning game against the Astros that ended the Mariners' storied run last year, their first playoff berth since 2001. This is the AA affiliate of the Mariners, the Travelers.
There's seven shutout innings with five strikeouts, no walks for George Kirby in that game. Went 18 innings.
He went 18 innings? I'm kidding. His old college teammate, Ty Adcock, on the mound. 2-2 pitch to Aaron Zavala. Swung on, fouled back over towards the third base side. 2-2 count remaining on Zavala.
That'd be something.
It would be. It's not 1894 anymore. Pitchers throwing 18 innings, throwing 64 miles an hour. 2-2 the count from Adcock. The righty kicks. A fastball hammered foul third base portion once again from the bat of Zavala.
Do you think we'll ever see a pitcher throw more than nine innings?
More than nine. It's going to happen once or twice more ever.
Okay.
That's my guess. 2-2 the count from Ty Adcock. And again, fouled third base side. A little shades of Robbie Tanerowitz from Aaron Zavala. Although he'll be hard-pressed to get to 16 pitches in this at-bat, but he's on his way. It won't. If a pitcher ever throws more than nine innings, it will not be in a game facing Robbie Tanerowitz. I tell you that much. Not if he's fouling off every other pitch. The 2-2 to Aaron Zavala. He swings and fouls it down the left side again. The hardest hit foul ball of the at-bat. Travels about 250 feet.
The circumstances will have to be perfect. It'll have to be low pitch count. It'll have to be a meaningful game.
Yep.
It'll have to be a situation where the bullpen isn't either good or is not well rested.
Base is empty, one out. Here's another 2-2 pitch. Zavala takes it on the outside corner. Strike three looking. His third strikeout today, and it's a good at-bat. Fouling off pitches, and even that one just barely on the outer corner, but it is out number two. And back-to-back strikeouts for Ty Adcock. Now it's Kellen Strom in the top of the eighth inning. Arkansas ahead by a score of 5-2. Ty Adcock looking to go 1-2-3, maybe striking out the side in order. Got to work with Kellen Strom. The first offering is swung on, grounded left side. Three hops, backhanded by Leo Rivas. The shortstop throws in time and puts away Kellen Strom. Two strikeouts and then a first pitch ground out. And it's a pretty fast inning for Ty Adcock in the eighth. Arkansas 5 and Frisco 2, middle of the eighth of the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the pride of Westwood High School in Arizona comes in to pitch. Ever Bueno enters for the Frisco Rough Riders to face the middle of the Arkansas lineup. It is the bottom of the eighth inning. Frisco trailing Arkansas 5-2. And no small part thanks to Robbie Tenerowitz, who leads off the bottom of the eighth. Coming off a 16-pitch at-bat, his most recent plate appearance, singling up the middle. The first pitch to him this at-bat is swung on, and what do you know? Fouled at the plate. Picked up where he left off. 11 foul balls in that sixth inning AB. He didn't even get to a full count. Grounded a 2-2 pitch up the middle. It found center field. He later scored in the inning. The second of four runners to touch home plate that frame. The 0-1 offering from Ever Bueno, a breaking ball way high. Pops out of the glove of Liam Hicks. It evens the count at 1-1. Ever Antonio Bueno, his eighth appearance with the Rough Riders this year. He has allowed 7 earned runs in 9 innings, 8 hits, and 8 walks. The right-hander comes set from the stretch. The 1-1 pitch, breaking ball that just misses the low outside edge. And it's 2-1 to Tenerowitz. Just 1-for-3 today. The 28-year-old from Moraga, California. Right-hand hitter against right-hand pitcher. The 2-1 offering, it's high, ball 3. Takes him just 4 pitches to see his third ball this at-bat. 16 pitches last AB, never did see ball 3. Got the single and a 2-2. And his 1,000th plate appearance of his career yesterday. It was a walk. Here's the 3-1. It's way outside. Here's another walk. A 5-pitch base on balls for Robbie Tenerowitz. He's gone 21 pitches since the last time he's retired. For most guys, that's a 6 at-bat hit streak. For him, it's a single and a walk. Lead-off base on balls, Robert Perez Jr., the batter, in a 5-2 ball game, Arkansas in front in the eighth inning. Perez with an RBI double in the sixth inning. On a blooper, a fairly hard hit ball up the right field line. The first pitch, breaking ball swung on and missed. Perez Jr. also with a sac fly, so 3 runs batted in for Perez. Did suffer his 50th strikeout of the season earlier today, his team lead. The 0-1 pitch swung on and missed. He might get to 51. Most on the team with 50. But he is the number one prospect in the Mariners organization. It does have 6 home runs this year. And hitting 270. Middle infield pinching towards double play combo for the Rough Riders. Outfield playing a step deep. The Perez hitting from the right side. The 0-2 offering is swung on and missed. Two strikeouts on the day for Perez. The Rough Riders getting it out here with Ever Bueno punching him out on a curveball. Isaiah Gilliam is next. With a runner on first for the Travs. 5-2 lead for Arkansas as they try to win their first game of the homestand. Lost yesterday to begin the two-week stay here at Dickie Stevens Park. The first pitch, Gilliam watches it low, and now time is called and a balk is called as Robbie Tanerowicz jogs up to second. Bueno threw the pitch, but is ruled to have balked the runner Tanerowicz up to second. So an 0-0 count with one away to Isaiah Gilliam. He got hit by a pitch on an 0-2 offering back in the sixth inning. Here's the first offering, a breaking ball away, and it's 1-0. Frisco's next home game is May 30. Next Tuesday, San Antonio Missions driving into town for a six-game series at Riders Field. The 1-0 offering from Ever Bueno is high and a bit outside, and it's 2-0 to Isaiah Gilliam. Ever Bueno taking an extra beat after missing the strike zone that last pitch. Looks out to the left field side and now comes back on the slab. Is set, looking back at second. Kicks and comes home. 2-0 pitch lifted into left field. Playable for Aaron Zavala. He holds underneath it, makes the catch. Tanerowicz tags, takes a couple steps off, and returns to second base. A fly out on Ever Bueno has two down in the eighth inning. Logan Warmoth, the batter, 5-2 Arkansas. Warmoth with a two RBI bloop single to give Arkansas some separation in the sixth inning. They had scored one run on Perez Jr.'s double, and it seemed like that might be all they got. But Warmoth made sure to add more. First pitch swung on and fouled back. Both times that Frisco has scored today, Arkansas has come back to score in the bottom half of that same inning. And for a moment, it was 2-2 with both teams scoring a run in the fourth and sixth innings, and it seemed like that might just poetically be all they got, and both teams going the same in each inning, but Warmoth had the base hit for two runs batted in. Now back at the plate here in the eighth inning, the 0-1 offering is taken low. And a ball to Logan Warmoth. One ball, one strike, two down. Robbie Tanerowicz is the runner at second base for the Travelers looking for an insurance run and hoping that they will not need a save situation. Ever Bueno sent for the 1-1 pitch. It's low and away, 2-1. The Travelers no longer have 1-10, who got their first save of the season a month ago, graduated to the big league level. Isaiah Campbell in the bullpen. 2-1 pitch is letter high. And ball three to Logan Warmoth. Frisco and Arkansas, kind of a weird case in that neither team had a save coming into that series. It was the third series of the year. Juan 10 finally got one against the Riders. Frisco has the fewest saves. Here's the 3-1 breaking ball in there for a strike. Antoine Kelly got a save yesterday for the Rough Riders, but still, only four saves on the season for the Rough Riders as a team. That is the fewest in the league. Three balls, two strikes from Ever Bueno with two outs. The pitch swung on, a hard hit grounder to Tanalu. The third baseman fields it, throws to first a little low. It gets past Harris. Tanerowicz comes down the line, and he will score. It'll be an unearned run on Ever Bueno, and the Travelers add on to the lead. On what would have been an inning-ending ground out. Tanalu throws low, and not an easy bounce for Dustin Harris. Tried to scoop it and dribbled past him up the first baseline. Warmoth to first, and he'll hold there. And the eighth inning continues. Tanalu even had Tanerowicz in between second and third. Not that, I mean, he could have tagged him out. Tanerowicz just kind of stopped in between second and third. It's, I know you're probably going to throw to first. Do whatever you want. First pitch to Scheffler. Matt grounds it past the mound. Slow roller to short. Chris sees Fields. Throws on the run in time. Good looking play by the shortstop. Chris sees finishes the inning and makes sure the damage doesn't get any worse. One run in for the Travs on no hits, a walk, an error, and one left aboard. We head to the ninth inning. The Rough Riders need four runs to tie. It's a 6-2 lead for the Travelers in the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, Frisco with their backs against the wall into the ninth inning with the call. Here is Zach Bigley.
All right, thanks, Josh. Rough Riders trailing 6-2 as we go to the top of the ninth. Isaiah Campbell on for not a save situation, but just looking to close the ballgame down. Dustin Harris, Thomas J.C., Liam Hicks, the three due up. 5, 6, and 7 in the Rough Riders order. Against Campbell, the right-hander who stretches and fires. Harris, a check swing. He went around and a breaking ball down, though, and inside, and it's 0-1. Tonight, Arkansas, 6 runs on 5 hits and 1 error. The Rough Riders, 2 runs on 5 hits and 2 errors. Their first multiple error game since they committed 7 last week against Wichita, the 0-1. Harris swings, comes up empty on a breaking ball low of the zone again, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders went 6 consecutive errorless games after that 7-error game. Their longest stretch of the season. 0-2 pitch. Harris swings, drills it into left field. Perez going back, and he's there to make the catch. And there's one away. Thomas Sejasi to the plate. As Josh mentioned, Owen White will take the ball for the Rough Riders tomorrow. 6:35, first pitch time. White 1-1 with a 3.72 earned run average. Emerson Hancock will oppose him. First pitch. So J.C. watches on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Hancock 4-1, a 5.93 ERA, and a matchup between two of the top pitching prospects in each organization. The pitch. So J.C. watches low, and it's 1-1. Oh, late call. Strike 2. 0-2. Hancock, the top minor league pitching prospect in the organization. Bryce Miller is the only one higher, and he's in the big leagues. So it's the top two prospects in each respective organization on the pitching side of things in the minor leagues. 0-2. Check swing on a pitch away, and he did not go around. 1-2. So J.C. 1-for-2 today with a single in the fourth and a sack fly in the sixth. Campbell delivers home. Breaking ball popped up. Shallow right field. Spencer Packard trotting in a couple steps, and he's under it to make the catch. 2 outs. Rough Riders' lone runs today coming in the fourth and the sixth innings on a balk and a sack fly. Frisco's 5 hits have been spread around throughout the lineup. Frisco has not had a player have a multi-hit game since Saturday when Liam Hicks had 3. He stands in here with two outs and the bases clear. The pitch. Misses high and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders trying to find their offense over these last three games. Two runs was enough last night, not tonight. The pitch. Ground ball foul back behind home, and it's 1-1. Over the last three games now, the Rough Riders have just scored a combined five runs. It's only come on a combined 12 hits. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Riders down to their final strike. It's 1-2. 6-2, Frisco trails. Top half of the ninth inning. Hicks 0 for 3 today. Stands back in from the left side. The right-hander Campbell kicks in the 1-2. Hicks watches down low and inside. Two balls, two strikes. A loss would tie this series at a game apiece. Campbell ready from the stretch. Pull side shift on the infield. And the 2-2 pitch. Check swing. It misses high and away. Three balls, two strikes. Nick Tanelu on deck for the Rough Riders. Campbell looks in for his sign. He's ready from the stretch. And the offering in. It's fouled away left side. It's still three balls, two strikes. Midland lost tonight. The Rough Riders, if they do fall, will still be three and a half games back of the Rockhounds. They'd still have to leapfrog San Antonio. Here's the stretch, and the 3-2 pitch to Hicks. Swinging a ground ball to second. Couple hops to Unroh, who's got it. Flicks it to first in time, and there's your ball game. Rough Riders fall tonight 6-2 to the Arkansas Travelers. And they fall to 18-22 on the season. Arkansas improves to 26-15, the best record in the Texas League. As Tulsa also won today, they are still tied with Arkansas for the best record. Josh Wharton has your postgame coverage next. Riders fall 6-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Postgame coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, each team wins a game to begin this series in North Little Rock, Arkansas. The Frisco Rough Riders drop a 6-2 decision tonight to the host Travelers. And now the series even, one game apiece. Frisco 18-22 on the season, and Arkansas is 26-16. Frisco did hold a lead on two occasions today. Neither team was able to get a run across in the first three innings. Not that the floodgates opened in the fourth, but both teams did score a single tally for each. Back in the fourth inning, Aaron Zavala led off with a single to right field. he wasn't the one who scored. Kellen Strom got aboard via a fielder's choice, so he was at first base. He also was not the one who scored. He got caught stealing, so it seemed like the fourth inning was going to be scoreless for the Rough Riders, but Dustin Harris restarted things on the base paths with a walk. Thomas Ajayi singled, and a balk led to the first run of the game for the Rough Riders. It was 1-0. Arkansas came back for a run of their own in the fourth inning, so it was 1-1 into the sixth. Frisco again scored a run that time to take a one-run lead. It began with a Kellen Strom double off the base of the wall in right field. Thomas Ajayi later on had a sac fly in the inning to give the Rough Riders a 2-1 ball game, but Frisco never did score again. That was the winning score yesterday for Frisco, 2-1, and the bullpen was very effective. Today, the bullpen did decent, but it was a tough outing for Michael Brewer. He got the first guy out in the bottom of the sixth inning, then a walk, in which I thought the 2-2 pitch was a strike. Would have been two outs, nobody on, but ended up walking the guy. Then Robbie Tanerowitz took the 16th pitch of the at-bat. It was a good at-bat for the pitcher, Brewer, but Tanerowitz fouling off pitch after pitch, singled, then a bloop double, and three runs ended up scoring off of Michael Brewer, who is charged with the loss today, his first decision with the AA club of the Rough Riders. Travis Kuhn gets credit for the victory, the reliever who went two innings for the Travs. Again, they win 6-2, with both teams recording five hits in the ballgame. We'll take a look around the Texas League scores before we sign off here tonight. Most of the games are over, with the exception of Amarillo ahead 3-2 over San Antonio in the eighth inning. Other than that, Tulsa wins an extra inning affair, walking off Northwest Arkansas 1-0. It was scoreless into the 10th. Springfield and Wichita going at it, a blowout with the Wind Surge winning 13-1 over Springfield. Arkansas beats Frisco 6-2, and Corpus Christi blanks Midland 2-0. Around the Texas Rangers affiliates, Round Rock is currently ahead of Albuquerque 5-4. Extra base hits for former Rough Riders Davis Wenzel and Blaine Krim, who both double earlier today, as well as Dio Arias, who singled for an RBI and a walk today. So good news for some former Frisco Rough Riders in today's ballgame. With the AAA Round Rock Express, Single A Hickory defeats Asheville tonight 4-2. And the Downey's Wood Ducks edge out a win over Carolina 5-4. So some wins on the farm for the Texas Rangers affiliate. The Texas Rangers today defeating Pittsburgh 3-2. To improve to 13 games over 500. However, Frisco is the one Rangers affiliate to lose today, 6-2. The final score here in North Little Rock. Join us tomorrow at 6:35. Owen White, the number two prospect in the organization, takes the ball for the Rough Riders. Meanwhile, the Travs will hand it off to Emerson Hancock, two of the top four prospects in their respective organizations. 6:35 tomorrow night, pregame at 6:20. Hope to have you right here on the Riders Baseball Network. Until then, so long, everybody. Have a great rest of your evening. And as always, go Rough Riders.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!